Last week we started the Gemara on Yutes on the base. Amashmo Nasanla Niyar Cholot. Husband gives his wife a blank sheet of paper. You get the impression that the Adam saw it and it looks like it's a blank sheet of paper. The simple pshat in the Gemara. Amala Hareza Gitech. So in our Gemara the Gir says Mugureshes. The Gemara is going to come to the conclusion that it's not Mugureshes. The Gemara comes to the conclusion Shmuel Nami Chashina Kamar. What do you mean Chashina Kamar? Let's see the whole Gemara. Shmuel says Megureshes Chashinon Shema B'Meimilin Ksavot. So the Tosis later, the Kamon Memem and Bey says that in the Havamina the Gemara thought that Chashinon means that with Toilet. He assumed that he must have written the get B'Meimilin with such an ink that's not visible because he treated the parchment. He wrote a get on parchment. The parchment was treated with Meimilin. And the ink is Meimilin. So Meimilin Agabi Meimilin is not noticeable. It's not a ksav. So the Gemara thought originally Megureshes means Megureshes B'Toras Vada because we assume either Adam saw the get. It looks like it's totally blank. So we have to be concerned. Maybe the get was written in Meimilin. That's why they didn't see anything. Meimilin on top. Meimilin is good. So the Gemara asks, how can it be? We have a Tosefta. The husband gives his wife a get, and she, in a fit of rage, he says, Hariat Megureshes Meni. She's so furious that she takes the get and she throws it into the furnace. And she's ready to turn around and kill him. They just divorced her. So he says, no, darling, I was kidding. It was an old newspaper. It wasn't a get. So the Gemara says, because we Omar Shtar Pasim Shtar Manahu, he's not going to be angry at her for throwing it into the fire because it was an old newspaper. It was an old shtar that's irrelevant. It's a shtar that's not meaningful and I can't collect with it anyway. So the Tosefta says she's Megureshes. Since originally he said Hariat Megureshes Memani Harei Zagitech. So originally we had the impression that he divorced, and then after she expresses her rage of anger, then he says fakir, then that it's a joke, he didn't mean it. So we assume Megureshes. We believe what he said the first time. We don't believe what he said the second time. So we assume that she is Megureshes. She's allowed to marry anybody she wants. When he backs out and he says that she's still married to him. So the Gemara says, don't you get the impression from that Tosefta, Time of Dika Ksav, you get the impression that the Adam saw at least that something was written. If the Tosefta is trying to tell me a Chiddush, that the Baal is Nemo to say, Girashti Asishti, even though he backs out later on, so tell me a bigger Chiddush, that even if he gives her a Nosan Lon Yor Cholak, Shmuel is saying a big Chiddush, Nosan Lon Yor Cholak. The Adam see that it's blank. Why doesn't the Tosefta say such a Chiddush? You get the impression that the Tosefta is saying the maximum chiddush you can say. The Adam saw that there's something written there. They just didn't see what was written. So it's strange. They didn't see what was written. It was going to be a good get. So that's what the Gemara's medayek. Time of Dika Ksav. And then the Baal says, Gerash Tishti Haleka Ksav. He gives him the Yorcholok. Lo, the husband will not be believed the first time around to say, Areza Gitach. So doesn't the Tosefta contradict Shmuel? The Gemara says the only time Shmuel would say that the Baal is that it's a good get, even though the Adam see that it's a blank piece of paper, and the Gemara kikam shmot bakina la b'maya dinora. We test it with a chemical. The only time Shmuel says that she's Megureshes with toilet that he wrote to get the Meimilin is if we use this chemical and attack it turns out later on. That there is a get written there. So the Gemara says, but even if you test it and you discover that there is a get written, but originally, if you even needed a chemical to get out the letters, and b'shasman he did in the sinus aget, it was invisible ink, so b'shasman sinus aget, there's no ksav. Ksav has to be visible at the time of the nesina. So the Gemara says, Shmuel nami chashina kama. What is the answer? Shmuel didn't say she's Megureshes lahakal. He only said Megureshes lahachmer. She's Asur Lakuna. So why is Megureshes Lahachmer? So one could have said Pash Pshat, it's a Reach HaGet. There is a concept of Reach HaGet on the level of the Raisa that we learn out from the Pasuk. Isha Gurusha Misha Lo Ikocha, if we learn his Gar Shalom Isha, And then we extended midrabanan additional cases of riach haget. So maybe this is Shmuel Nami Chashina Kam, and this is a riach haget midrabanan. Rashi doesn't learn like that. Rashi says it's a real suffix. What's the suffix? Did we really need the chemical in order to get the ksav to become visible? Maybe at the time that he gave the get to his wife, the ksav was visible. Maybe at the time that he gave the get, Rashi writes, Shemela Nivlu Yofim, maybe the osios were not yet absorbed at the time of the nesina. And maybe at the time of the giving of the get, maybe it was considered a ksav that was visible. So it's a suffix. Now, the day later, or an hour later, they needed a chemical in order to cause the ksav to become visible. Maybe at the time that he gave the ksav, the letters were not yet nivlu'u, so therefore it was a good get. That's how Rashi learns. It's a real suffix. But one could have learned, not like Rashi, one could have learned, Chashina Kama means it's a riach haget midrabanan, even if you give an invisible link. But since, if you give mamash invisible link and you can't get it to be seen, so that's nothing, even as a riach haget. Maybe that's what it means. If you use the chemical later and you see that the letters come out, even though b'shas nesinus haget, it was mamish invisible. So midrabanan, I treat it as a riach haget. That's what Shmuel said, chashina shemib me milen ksovet. Achumra midrabanan. So this Gemara is problematic based on the next Gemara. Let's see the next Gemara. Okay. Somebody said name of somebody. Shanka, what? This is the halacha. What? Hani Beitrei, the Eidim Mesirin, the Yav Gita Kamayu, the Eidim Mesirin whose presence he give the get, Tzrichi Lemekarye. They have to read the get. And if they don't read the get, there's no good. So what does the Taka mean? It's no good. It's no good. Mina Torah. It's no good. Mid the Rabbanon. It's no good. Mid Torah Svada. It's no good. Mid Torah Sofik. So Tosis has one opinion. Tosis has a kasha. Tzichel Mikarye. The bottom Tosis on Yutes on the base. The Tosis says 7-8 lines into the Tosis Mitoimah. There's a Mishnah later on Daf Pei that the Beis Din is arranging for the get, and then the husband has to pay the ksuba to the wife. So they pay a sefer. The husband pays a sefer to write the get, and the wife pays a sefer to write the shaver. The husband pays his wife the ksuba, and then as soon as he pays her the ksuba, she gives him the shaver. And first he gives her the get to divorce her, then he pays her the ksuba, and then she gives him the shaver. Fine, and then a year later, month later, whatever it is, they look at the document that they have. Everyone put it away in their file. It turns out that by mistake, the sofer gave the wrong document to the wrong person, and the husband gave the get to the wife, and she gave it to the husband. The wife can't divorce the husband. The husband has to give the get to the wife. The husband instructed the sofer to write the get to Shmo. He did it. And then the wife instructed the sefer to write a shofar. The shofar doesn't have to be written in the Shema, but it has to be written. So he wrote the shofar. And then by mistake, he gave the get to the Isha, and she gave it to the Baal. And he gave the shofar to the Baal, and he gave it to the Isha. So it comes out that she's still married. So the Mishnah has a whole discussion about such a tragic situation. So Tosfos says, how is that possible? How is it possible that they gave the wrong thing to the wrong person and didn't find out till a year later? The Gemara says, Vahashta Tosfos says, Ilo Karye, if they didn't read the get before they gave it, either immediately before, immediately after, even if they didn't switch it by mistake, even if it turns out that the truth is that the husband did give the get to the wife, but since the Edom didn't read it in advance, they didn't read it B'shas Maisa, so our Gemara says that it's Enim Goreshes. That's Tosfos Kasha. So the test gives the first answer, Yeshlaima, and this is Laiteitze. What do you mean, this is Laiteitze? This is Laiteitze means that if you have a Chumra with the Rabbanon, that such a get is possible with the Rabbanon, so sometimes we say the get is so bad and this is Teitze, even if she got divorced by the Eved, she has to, even if she got remarried based on that get, with the Rabbanon, the get is so possible, the Chachamim were Machmer, even by the Eved, and this is Teitze. And sometimes we say, well, the Chachamim wa Machmer, the get is no good, but the evidence this is late Teitzah. So the first opinion of Tosfos is Chiddush Niflo, that the whole din of the Eidim The Edom only have to read the get midirabbanan. Ben Atar, there's no need for the Edom to read the get. So how do you know it's a get? Maybe it's a blank piece of paper. How do you know it's a get? If the whole din of the Gemara is only midirabbanan. So Tosis explains in the top Tosis why Min HaTorah there's no need for the Edom to read the get. He quoted Gemara Bava Basu Kufla Medalad on the base. That 12 lines into the Tosis. Kehechad Yaminon, it says on the right hand margin, Bava Basu Kufla Med, what is it? Kufla Medalad on the base. Baal Shama Gerash Dias Ishti, Neman Hola Biyoda Lagarsha. The din is that a Dovah should be Yerva. We don't treat like Edechad and Misa. Erechad is not, let's say the couple lived in the neighborhood for 25 years and then they get divorced. And the woman wants to remarry. So she's not nemenis to say, Nizgarashti. If a woman comes from Eretz Yisrael, a woman comes from Russia, from Medina Sayam, I don't know, and she says, Nizkadashti, Nizgarashti, we don't know who she is. As far as we're concerned, she's single. But she says, Nizkadashti, I got married, so Shavi Anaf Shechaticha Disur. And then she says, Vinizgarashti, so then I say, Pesha Asa Pesha Hita. She's believed to say Nizgarashti. We'll ask her questions. What did the get look like? So I should say, well, my husband ripped out a page from the Gemara. He gave it to me. He gave me a page. He gave me a Gemara Gittin. So that's not a Pesha Asa Pesha Hita. She tells us that it's a mistake. Or she tell us that the rabbi had the husband and the wife hold the string together, and the rabbi snipped the string. And he said, she's allowed to remarry. So that's a joke. So that's not Nizgarashti. But if she'll say, yeah, we went to a rabbi, an Orthodox rabbi, and the husband told the sefer to write a get, and the get was written in Shema, the husband gave him a get, it sounds like it's good. So then you say, yeah, but if we know that the woman was married, she is Bechazka Seishis. So the woman, she doesn't have a Peshasa Peshita. The woman comes, but don't know who she is, and she says, so she says Nizkaradashti, and then she says Vinizgarashti, then you say Apeshosa Apeshit. Machlik is Rashi and Tosis whether the Nizgarashti has to be said Turkade Dibur of the Nizkadashti, or even if it's said Lacha Kade Dibur. Tosis holds that the Migul of Mafreya is no good, and Peshosa of Mafreya is no good. So Tosis Bekama Mekayma says it's only a good Peshosa if she says Turkade Dibur after saying Nizkadashti. She says right away Nizgarashti. And Rashi holds not so. Rashi holds even if it's Lachak de Dibur, Migul Amafreya, Rashi also agrees is no good. Migul is only good Bishas Maisa. But a Peshosa, Rashi also is even good tomorrow. Even it's even good Lachak de Dibur. Shaila and Ebenezer, how we paskin. Some Acharanim want to paskin like Rashi. That a Peshosa is good even if it's not Turkey de Dibur. But here we're not talking about a Peshosa. Here we're talking in case we know that the woman was married. So she's in the menace to say, she's not in the menace based on a peshosa peshita. So she's not in the menace to say Nizgarashti. So she has to have two Edom. You don't say Edechad Nemen Visur. If it would have been a case of Isurim, so she's in the menace, even though she's the Baldover, she's in the menace. Edechad Nemen Visur. But it's a Dovah Shebierba, so she's not in the menace. You have to have two kosher Edom. So the Gemara there in Bava Basra quotes Rabbi Yechanan, Habal Shama Girashti Sishti Neman, Hola Biyodu Lagarsha, Nu Nemonis. Since the Baal can give the get to the wife Baal Karcha, so the Baal has Namanis, even though he's an Edechad, and even though he's a Korav, and he's the Baal Dover, all the Psudim, nonetheless, that's the Halacha. Since it's Biyod Olegarsha, so he's never to say Girash Biyashishti. That's how the Gemara starts off. Then the Gemara backs out from that. The Gemara says we don't pass like that. Baal Shama Girash Biyashishti ain't a Neman. So the Shad, why is ain't a Neman? So there's a machlekes harishonim. What's the maskana? Why is ainan? Some shonim say because it's biyado keneged achazokim keneged rubud leisakama. If they would have really gotten divorced, all the neighbors would have heard about it already. It's hard to believe that the husband is telling the truth when he says gerash deishti. So even though normally a person has namanas to say in a situation where edechad is not naman. Like, let's say the Ramah Paskins and Yerodei Eidechot is not Nema Bisurim Keneged Cheskasisa. But if the Eidechot is saying Keneged Cheskasisa and it's Biyodo, he says I shechted the Behema properly. So that's also Eidechot Keneged Achazok, Behema Bechaya Becheskasisa Emenes. The man says Shechateti Kahoget. So the man is believed, or let's say a man has a house, has a silo, a barn full of Tevel. So the Tevel grew in Eretz Yisrael and it has Meiruach and Rias Bnei Abayas. and everything is vaday tevel. So the Edechot wouldn't, let's say, the next door neighbor, the next door farmer would not be believed to say that the father was mafrish trumas and maizus. That's Edechot, keneged cheskasiso is not neman and isurim, but the owner of the tvua himself, he has biyado, he has the ability to be mafrish trumas and maizus. So he would be believed. The neighbors are not going to know. There's no, you can't say it's Edechot, it's biyado, keneged chazake. There's no Ruben that likes to come on that if he would have been mafish trumas and maizis, the neighbors would know about it. How would the neighbors know whether he's mafish trumas and maizis? It's a private thing. He says a brach and he's mafish trumas and maizis. But if the husband divorces his wife, all the neighbors would already know. So that's what some rishonim say. Habal shami gerash de esishti lefi amaskan ein a neman. Why is ein a neman? Because it's biyado keneged achazok. And other rishonim say no, because biyado doesn't work by dovish biyero. Period. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin Daf Lamed, the Gemara quotes a Tosefta, that biyada works by mamonis, but biyada by dovish biyerva doesn't work. That sheet is stam very difficult. How can you split between dini mamonis and dovish biyerva? The Gemara learns that. How do you know that a dovish biyerva requires two kosher edim? So the Gemara establishes the gzera shav dova dova mi mamon. Just like by mamon it says al pishne edim al pishloish edim yachum dova. That's by mamon. You need two edim. So too, kimatza ba'erba's dava, to establish an issue of dava should be erba, that the woman is in son, she has to get divorced, also requires two edim. So if the whole market that you require two kosher edim by dava should be erba is because it is gzera shava dava dava mimaman, and by maman gufa, the Gemara Sanhedrin daf lamik quotes a tosefta from Isa Sheni, that an echod is believed by maman whenever it's biyodo. So the same should follow through with the gzera shava. You should say echad should be believed by dovish biyerva also whenever it's biyodo. So the pashtus is he really should have said abal shama gerash de sishti nema. It's difficult to explain that lefi maskan and the Gemara backs out from the whole thing. So that's what Tosis seems to hold. Tosis says just like we paskin there in Baba Basa, well, we don't paskin in Baba Basa. They're quoting the havamin of the Gemara. The maskan is abal shama gerash de sishti is ena nema. So it could be Habal Shama Girash De Sishti Yizeno Neman because it's the Yodo Keneged HaChazaka. It's contradicted by the Ruba Deleisa Kamon and Misa De Gersha Kola Islay. All the neighbors would know about it that there's no Shalom Bayis or that there's some reason, there's some cause why they're getting divorced. The fact that no one heard about it that contradicts the Biyodo. So Biyodo Keneged HaChazaka Keneged Ruba Deleisa Kamon is not Neman. But over here it's not contradicted by anything. The Baal comes with a get. The Baal comes with an envelope, and the envelope has a piece of paper. Inside, it's obvious, has a piece of paper. The Edom don't see anything written. They don't see what's on the piece of paper. You see, it has an envelope with something inside. He says, Harezi gitach v'harei megoreshes mimeni. So Taisa says, since biyodu lagarsha, so the Baal is naman to say that this is a get. The Baal is naman to say that this is a get. So if you hold lefiyah maskana, the only reason why ain't on naman is because it's biyodu keneged hachazake. It's only keneged hazak if he says ani kvar gerashti yosishti. But if he's about to give the get and he says ariyah mekoresh is many, here's the get, then the Edom don't see it. So that's not contradicted by any hazak. Maybe it is a get. So there's no hazak contradicting. So then he would be nema. So that's apparently what Tosis is assuming over here in the bottom Tosis. First day in Tosis says that if the Edom didn't read the get is no good. Only a chumer midrabbanan, and it's only a chumer midrabbanan a little bit lechumer. And this is loytetsi, b'di'evit. And this is, it'll be loytetsi, b'di'evit, it'll be good. The whole thing is on the chum. What do you mean a chumer midrabbanan? So how do the Yadim know that the woman is garisha? So Taisa explained it in the Tam Taisa. Habal shami gerash disishti is nemer. The Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch say not like that opinion in Taisa. The Vilna Gaon quotes that some of the Achrayim said that the Rambam holds like the first Teretz in Tosfos. So he says it's absolutely not true. Bir Agro writes in Ebenezer and Hilchos Gittin, it's absolutely not true. You look in the Rambam, he doesn't say this is like Teretz. He says it's not Mugureshes Minatera. It's not a Chumer Midrabbanan. It's not Mugureshes Minatera. The only room to discuss, the only room for Pilpul is how bad is it Minatera. So the Rambam says she's a Suffolk Mugureshes. If the Edom don't know, Hanei Beitrei. The Yid Gita Kamay Tzricha Namekaria, the Edom have to read. If they don't read it, so they don't know what it says, so they don't know that the woman is Nizgarsha, so that's a Sofik Megoreshes, Sofik Edom Megoresh. That's how the Rambam writes. And others want to say that it's a Vaday Edom Megoreshes. Why should it be Vaday Edom Megoreshes? So that's as far that the Beis HaLevi discusses. That maybe Edus Lekim Adovar The Gemara says that by kiddushin you need eidus and kei mador. The Gemara kiddushin Dav Samachem and Beis says the man is mekadosh and isha beno le beno afilu shnei modim. The isha and the isha both admit that he was mekadosh. He gave her a ring and said re'am kadosh, but there were no eidim. The Gemara says afilu hu behi shnei modim zainim kadosh, because you require what we call eidus and kei mador. So the Rabbi Nataman Dav Dalan and Menalev said that the same is true regarding a get. A get also needs eidus and kei mador. Why should you only think that Kiddushin needs Eidus L'Kim Adam? A get also needs Eidus L'Kim Adam. There are some Rishonim who seem to disagree, but the Pashtus says we assume that a get needs Eidus L'Kim Adam. So Eidus L'Kim Adam is something different from Eidus L'Bir Adam. So there's room to argue the point and say that if the Eidim don't know for sure that the Gerushin took place, they watched the way the husband gave an envelope to his wife, and the envelope had a piece of paper. They don't know whether the piece of paper was really a get or is it a piece of newspaper. They saw that there was something inside the envelope. And the Baal says, this is a get, but Hariyat Megoresh, Hariyat Meteres L'Chalom. So the Rambam says that that's Sofik Megoresh, Sofik Eni Megoresh, Sofik Deraisa. And others would say that it's Vaday Eni Megoresh. Since the Yedim don't know for sure that she was Nizgarsha, so that's considered a lack of Eidus L'Kim Adov. Eidus L'Kim Adov is only valid if they know B'Vaday. They only know B'Sofik. So that's not called Eidus L'Kim Adam. That's a discussion in Maseches Kiddushin. Let's say the man says to the girl, Hareh, not they march down the aisle and they send out wedding invitations and he's dressed up in a clown suit and she's dressed up with a, everybody knows that he doesn't have to say anything. Asukim Basu Inyan would be good. Let's say he takes the girl out on a date and he gives her a ring and he says, Hareh Mekodesh Esli in French. And there are Eidim there. The Eidim know French, but they don't know if the girl knows French. They don't know if the boy knows French. Maybe he doesn't know what he's talking about. They know that he just said Hareh Mekodesh Esli in French. So if it's in the middle of France and everybody speaks French, so it's Eidus L'Kim Adam, so it's good. What if it's in a different country? They're not sure. They don't know whether the Chassan understood what he said, whether the Kala understood what the Chassan said. Is it a good Kiddushin or not? So that's a big pilpul avnim eluim, has a whole discussion in Ebenezer. Is that called Eidus L'Kim Adam? The Eidim saw the Chosin give the ring, and the Eidim heard the Chosin say, Hariyam Kodesh Esli. But they're not sure if the Kiddushin was valid, because they don't know if the Kala understood what he was talking about. The whole reason why the Kiddushin is good is because the Shtika, when the Kala doesn't say anything. By Maimon Hasina, Bnei Yisrael had to say Nasav Nishma. But normally, when a chassan marries the kala, the chassan says Hareh Mekodesh Esli, and the kala doesn't say anything. The kala is shaysekes. That's what the Baal HaTanya points out. That in the pasuk in Yirmiyah it says Od Yisham B'Yori Huda B'Chutz Es Yerushalayim, call chassan and call kala. What's the kala going to say? And she's a women's livnik. She's going to say Ani L'Day D'Ri D'Day D'Li. What's she going to say? She doesn't say anything. The kala is shaysekes. So he says no. Od Yishama. That's going to be fulfilled in the future. It wasn't fulfilled yet. A lot of people, I attended weddings in Eretz, a lot of people get married in Eretz Yisrael. People have been getting married in Eretz Yisrael after the Churban Bayis Rishon also. Many people got married in Eretz Yisrael. That's not what it's referring to. It's referring to, the Rebbe Shalom says, he's going to give us a Geula Shnia like in the Geula Rishayna. He's going to do Hariyat Mekodesh all over again. Rebbe Shalom is going to remarry us, just like he said originally, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. He's going to say, Anochi, Anochi, Hu Menachem. He's going to say twice, Anochi, Anochi. And just like we said originally, Nasav and Ishma, so we're going to say something at that time. The Kol Chosin is the Rebbeinu Shel Olam saying Anochi Anochi, and the Kol Kala is going to be Bnei Yisrael, they're going to say Nasav and Ishma. Yeah, that's by the Rebbeinu Shel Olam marrying Klal Yisrael. It's going to hang out here as Chemachos Kereshis. It's going to be like the first time, like right after Yitzias Mitzrayim. So Behotzeis of Yitzalti, the Galti, Belakachti Eschem Liliyom, Belakachti Eschem Liliyom, that was Maimon HaSinai. So that's going to be repeated, Lasi Lavai, by the Gula Asi, there's going to be another Gula like that, there's going to be also some kind of a Maimon HaSinai all over again, a Kol Chosin, a Kol Kala. But we don't have it like that. So a normal Kala, the Chosin says, Rebbe, the Kala shows Sekes. So we assume that her Shtika is a Haskama, she's in agreement to the Kiddush. What if the Yedim don't know whether she understands French? So do you say, you have Eidus L'Kim Adovar? The Eidim know the whole Kiddushin. We'll have to discuss later on. We'll have to ask a rabbi whether she's Mekodesh. So the rabbi will have to see, test her if she knows French. If she does know French, the rabbi will say she's not Mekodesh. If she does know French, the rabbi will say she is Mekodesh. That's not That's not the responsibility of the Eidus L'Kem Adava that they have to know that she knows French. As long as they saw the Maisa Kiddushin, it's good enough. They saw the Chosin give a ring to the Kala, and they heard the Chosin say Hariat. Her shtika indicates that she's masking to the Kiddushin. They don't understand that. That's the question. Do you really need Eidus L'Kem Adava on her shtika also? You need on every aspect of the Kiddushin, you need Eidus L'Kem Adava? Or do you just need Eidus L'Kem Adava on the Das HaBaal and the giving of the ring? So that's a shaila over here. The Das HaBaal, and he says, I'm giving a get. They don't know if it's a get. They don't know if it's a get. So maybe we should say also, since he said, Ariat Mugodeshis, Migureshis Mimeni, Ariat Materis L'Haladam, and he gives us something, even though they don't know that it's a get, maybe it'll be a get. So the Rambam in the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam writes that it's a Sofik Migureshis. If they didn't read the get right before or right after, it'll be a Sofik Megureshes. And others say, what kind of Sofik Megureshes? It's Vadayena Megureshes, not like the Rambam. It's a lack of Eidus L'Kem Adava. If the Eidim don't know that this is a get, if you assume you need Eidus L'Kem Adava by a get as well, which itself is not everybody agrees. The Rabbi Natam and Avdalut says like that. The Kasha was the Rif, and the Rambam said, if you have Eidei Chasima, there's no need for Eidei Mesira. How can it be no need for Eidim Mesir? But the Rabbi Natam Hayraga Loima that you need Eidus L'Kem Adava. So the Ran gave the whole explanation that the Eidus Hasima, since we assume Mistama Hakol Behechshen Asa, the Eidus Hasima served later on as Eidus L'Kem Adava, even though they're not even there, even though the Eidus Hasima died before the Baal gives the get to the wife. Doesn't matter. Since all of this is included in the Haggadah Seidus of the get, Mistama Hakol Behechshen Asa, that the get was given after the get is given to the ish, and she's holding on to it, and she claims that get was given kedin. So we assume mistama hakol b'hechshanasa. All of this is included in the hagodah seders of the get. So that's called eidus l'kem adava. So the Ran explains the rif, the shitas harif, that the rif also agrees with the Rabbi Natam that you need eidus l'kem adava, and this is considered eidus l'kem adava. And others explain the rif that he disagrees in the whole assumption the Rabbi Natam holds that you don't need eidus l'kem adava by a get. So that's the question here. The Rambam says that if the Eidim didn't read the get, it's no good menator, but it's a Sofik Megureshes. Why Sofik Megureshes? You don't need Eidus L'Kem Adava by get, or you do need Eidus L'Kem Adava, and Eidim who are Mesupik, Eidim who are not sure what happened, so that's a Sofik, it's a Sofik Gerishin. And we can visualize others, we can understand others who would say that it's a Vaday Enim Ugureshes. If you all you need Eidus L'Kem Adava, and Eidus L'Kem Adava who are in doubt as to the details of the case, so you can say that it's a Vaday Enim Ugureshes. Those are the three shittas here. The first day in Tesis is that it's only a Chumr Midirabbanan that the Eidim have to read. Menatar, the Eidim don't have to read at all. It's not to be understood, how can it be? So you have to explain it. That's what Baruch Be'er says, you have to explain it with the top Tesis. The Tesis writes on top, Baal Shama Gerash Dis Ishti Neman. Even though that's rejected, Lamaskona, there and Baba Baza, that's because it's the other Kenegera Hazaka there. But if the Baal, before he gives a get, he says, this is a get, Hare Magarash is Mimeni, then that's not contradicted by Hazaka. So that's the first day in Tesis. But in some Achrayim understood, the Ramam holds like the first day in Tesis. The only one says that's impossible. The Ramam is Beferish, not like the first day in Tesis. So the Ramam holds that it's a Sofik Magarash. So we're not sure whether the Rambam holds you don't need Eidus L'Kem Adava, or Eidus L'Kem Adava, who are in doubt, is called the Sofik. And then the Beis Halevi has this suggestion that maybe whenever you need Eidus L'Kem Adava, whenever they're in doubt, so it's zero. It's not a Sofik. Whenever the Eidim are in doubt, there's nothing with nothing. There's a Mishnah later. If the Baal throws the get, Korev Lo, is Megureshes, that's on Ayin Ches Amid Aleph, the second Mishnah, the two Mishnah is there. The Mishnah has the man throws the get, the woman is standing b'shus harabim. V'zorkoi lo, and he throws the get. Korev lo, if he throws the get close to her, is Megureshes. Korev lo, if he throws the get in her direction, but it's closer to him than it is to her, the Gemara has a whole discussion. What that means is Eidim Megureshes. What if it's Machza Machza? So it says we treat it like a Sufik. Megureshes v'einim megureshes. The Gemara wants to know, how do you translate the words machza machza? So what's the problem? Why don't you just say the Eidim of Beis Halevi has in his tshuvas? Why don't you just say simply, the Eidim say, we're not sure. You need Eidus L'Kem Adava, and the Eidim say, It looked to us like it's machza machza. We're not sure whether it was karav lo or karav lo. It was sort of in the middle. We couldn't figure it out. And now it's too late. They don't have a video that you should be able to measure. They can't reconstruct where was he standing, where was she standing, where's the get land. The whole thing happened in a half a minute. So the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says it's talking about a case, trey u trey, two adim say it's karav lo, two adim say karav lo. Why do you have to say trey u trey? Say there were two witnesses and they say it's machza machza. We're not sure. It looked like it's in between and we couldn't tell. So the Beis Halevi says when the Gemara would appear on Daf Ayin Ches, that whenever you need, that a get needs eidus lekim adover, and whenever the eidim are not sure, that's nothing with nothing. That's not good at all. That's not called eidus lekim adover at all. So the Mishnah says, sofik karav lo, sofik machza machza is a sofik megureshes, veidim megureshes. So the Gemara didn't say that it's talking about the eidim lekim adover, the eidim isira are not sure. So the Beis Halevi suggests maybe that's why. Because there are Rishonim who disagree with the Raman, they hold that whenever the Eidus Lekim Adover Amesupik, so it's not Eidus Lekim Adover B'Torah Zbandai. It wouldn't be a Migoresh and Tzayin Migoresh. You wouldn't treat it like a Sufik. It would be nothing.
Would we say the same thing by Eidei Chassidim? Their wives in the same shtar, and then you evade them on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
So, since we have focus, we're showing them whether if they don't know, they don't know which ones they're resigning on, whether that means that it's suffic, everyone is suffic erosion, or it's in the erosion's block.
The Adam are not sure what they're signing.
We don't know, we're not sure which ones they didn't sign on of the five. This question whether that's a suffic erosion or it's not a good erosion at all.
And the Eidim did know. The Eidim itself did know.
I mean, that's why I wasn't sure whether the Eidim, whether that meant that the Eidim didn't know either. They saw it.
If the Eidim themselves don't know, if the Eidim Lekim Adava don't know, so then it's a question whether that's called a suffix or that's a vaday nothing. But if the Eidim knew, the Bezdin is not sure.
If it's the Eidim and the Eidim Chasima, they would be considered Eidim Lekim Adavar. Also, they're not there, the Shas, the Masibra.
This is a further question. On the assumption, if one should assume that the Eidim have to know, the Eidim Lekim Adavar have to know that this is a get, and if they don't know, they have to know that the Kala understands French, and if they don't know, then it's no good. They have to know everything. It's not enough that they saw Maisi Kedushin, they know that the Baal has rots on the Kaddish. They have to know that the girl agreed also. So the same by the get. It's not enough that they saw him give a get. They have to know that it's a get. They have to know all the details. So that's a further debate. Rav Baruch Ber quotes, that's a further machlokes between the Pnei Yeshua and Rebbe Kiveger, which Eidus Lekim Adover is meaningless unless they know the Vaday. Is it the Eidus Lekim Adover for the Dover should be Yervo, that has to be a Vadois? Or is it the Eidus Lekim Adover Lashvi Yishtor? So if you hold Eidi Chasima Karasi, so the Eidi Chasima, make it into a Shtar. If you hold Eidi Mesira Karasi, so that was a big machlokes of Rishonim, whether Eidim Mesira Karsim means the Eidim Mesira make it into a shtar. And that's why Tosfos said on Dalet Amin Aleph, even in Shtari Mechira, even in Shtari Mamon, you also have to be careful, you need the Eidim Mesira. If you don't have Eidim Mesira, so it didn't become a shtar. Rav Loza holds Eidim Mesira Karsim are needed Lashvui Yishtar. And Rashi in the Rambam, Imre Moshe pointed out that Rashi in quoted B'Shem Rav Chaim, the Rashi and the Rambam hold that Eidim Mesira Karsi means that you don't need neither Eidim Chasima nor Eidim Mesira to make it into a shtar. You just need Eidim Mesira Karsi for the Dovah Shabbi Yervo. But it's not really Lashvi Yishtar. So that's what Rav Baruch Be'er has a long arichas on this. He gets involved in this long arichas because there's a Peledik Arivid that no one understands what in the world Arivid is talking about. Mamish Peledik. The Arivid says that the Rambam quotes this Gemara twice. The Gemara says on Yud Tes on the base, the last narrow line, the first wide line, Hani Beitrei, the two 80 Mesira, the Ayb Gita Kamai, the 80 Mesira, in presence of whom the get is given, Shlichan Mikarye, and it's a din deraisa, not like the first day in Taisis and Mises Loteitze. It's required menater. So the Rambam quotes it twice. He quotes it in Perek Aleph in Hilchos Gerushin, then he quotes it in Perek Vav, I think, in Hilchos Gerushin. They give you the both marmikaymas. I forgot already. I think it's also in Perek Vav in Hilchos Gerushin. So the Rambam writes that it's necessary to have the Eidim read the get. In Perek Aleph, he says when the husband gives the get directly to his wife, the Eidim have to read. And then in Perek Vav, he's talking about a husband sends a shliach l'haylocha, and the shliach l'haylocha gives the get to the wife. So he says the shliach l'haylocha can't be superior to the husband himself. Shliach l'haylocha is representing the husband. Bim came the husband, so it can't be superior to the baal. So just like when the Baal gives the get directly, so the Eidim have to read the get. Yeah, Perek Vav in Hilchos Gerushin Halacha Yud Dalet. Hashlech Shehevi Get Kishu Nos Nalah Nos Lo Befnei Shnayim. You have to have the Eidim Mesira. Ve'osam Hashnayim Tzirchem Lekros Ve'achkach Yinosim Lo Befnei. Shedin Hashalechim Ho'isha Kidin Habal Ima Shetachtov Hukam. The Shlech Lailacha represents the husband. So just like if the husband gives the get in person, the Eidim have to read the get soon before or right after. So too, if the Shlech gives the get to the Isha. So and then the Rambam says, Leficha, the Shlech gives the get and they didn't read it. So he says, Hareza Sofik Megoreshes, exactly what he wrote in Perek Aleph, Sofik Megoreshes. So the Ravid has a wild statement which nobody understands what he's talking about. He says, no, when the Baal gives the get, that's when you need that the Eidim should read it. And the Eidim don't read it, it's not good ben HaTorah. Yeah. But if the Shliach gives the get, it depends where is he coming from. If he's coming from a Medina Sayyam and he has to say before an Echtam, so then it's better. So then the Eidim don't have to read the get. He says, Ma'olala Rain, what do you mean, doesn't it? Why don't they have to read the get? When the Baal gives the get in person, also you don't have to say before an Echtam. But still it's not called Eidus Likim HaDobah, unless the Eidim read it. It's not called Eidus Likim HaDobah, either B'Torah Sofik or B'Torah Svadai. So how does the Ravid write such a thing? That's what Magen Mishnah says. He doesn't understand the Ravid. How can the Ravid say that if the Shliach L'Hailocha comes from Medina Sayyam, in Eviu HaShliach M'mokim Shetzach Lam V'Fanach V'Fanach Nechtam, so the Shliach V'HaShliach Kishnei Eidim Dami, Shemidim Al HaSimes V'Ali Keraget, since the Shliach has Nemanis Emnur Rabbanu Kebetrei, so therefore the Eidim don't have to read the get. How can it be? What does that mean? If the Eidim don't read, it's a very strange Ravid. So in order to interpret this Ravid, Rav Baruch Beh has a long Ariches pages. I'm not sure what he said. I have to read it over a few more times. So in part of his explanation, he quotes this machloikas between the Pnei Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva Eger. The Torah, what did the Eidei Mesira have to read the get? Is it B'Torah's Eidus L'Kim HaDavah for the Davah should be Erva? Or is it B'Torah's L'Shvu Yishtara? So he thinks that they disagree with each other in Akatz, and somehow this leads him to interpret this rightly. I have to read it over a few more times. I'm not sure what he said. So Nahama, so the Gemara says the Eidim have to read the get before you give it over. Vegmar Kasha Neisve, Areza Gitech, the husband gives the wife a get, and then she's so furious. Then Atlasa Vazar Kasalayam, Aliur Lachaldava Ha'ovet, she destroys it. Chazoyam, I was kidding, and now there's no way to ascertain whether he was kidding or not. She just destroyed the get. Now he says it's only a shtapas, mishtaramone, it's a piece of junk, it's nothing, it's not a get. So he's not Naman to back out. We believe what he said the first time. Well, I'll call him Enuli Oisra. Feg the Gemara. If the Eidim have to read it, so if the Eidim didn't read it, so the Chalal is not a good get. So how can he say Megoresh is B'Torah Svadai? We believe what he said the first time. And we don't believe what he said when he changes his mind. And he says, Shtar Pasim, Shtar Amanu. Feg the Gemara. V'yam, it's Yuchan Mekarye. If the Eidim have to read it, so how is the... Of course the husband is not believed to say Shtar pasim, shtar mana. Vosa dikar yomi, matza amal ohachi. If the Edom read it, they know that it says Hariyat Megureshes. They know it's a get. So what's the chiddush of the Tosefta? So don't you get the understanding from the Tosefta that there's no such requirement that the Edom have to read again? And for the Gemara, we're talking about the following case. Leitzvicha, the husband comes with a get. The husband tells the sefer write a get. Then he has the get that's all written. He shows it to the Edom. He said they read the get, and it has all the right names. Everything is legitimate. And then the husband puts it in his pocket. Then the Misara gets, they dab mincha, whatever. And then Misara gets, okay, you have the get? He says, yes. So he says, give the get to the wife. So the Edom read the get before. So now he pulls out, he has papers over here. So he pulls out the get, and he doesn't show it to the Edom a second time. And he gives it to the Isha. So the Gemara says, that's what the case is talking about. Like Tzvicha on the third white line, the basa de kar yuha, after the witnesses read the get, aile lebe yode, he puts it in his pocket. He puts it up his sleeve. And then later on, the Afghan, he pulls it out. So Mao detained, one might have thought, and maybe he switched it. Maybe this is not the same get that they read originally. That's what the Tosefta says. That if the Edom originally read the get, they know that it is an authentic get. And then he puts it in his pocket, he takes it out. So there is a possibility that he switched it. But that's a far-fetched possibility. The Edom have a right to assume that this is the same piece of paper that he showed them that has the text of a get. So she's Megureshes. So even if later on the Baal will tell her that I switched it on purpose in order to be Mekalkal her, he's Ein a Neman, because that's crazy. We assume that that everything went Kehoigen. Kamash Malon. So that's what Tosis interprets. That's what the top Tosis interprets. The bottom Tosis talks about that. That's that Mishnah and Daf Pei later in Gittin. The husband and the wife are getting divorced and they're making all the arrangements. So the husband authorizes the sefer write a get l'shma, so he writes a get l'shma. Then the husband says he's going to pay the ksuba right now, but he wants the wife to give him a shaver. So the wife authorizes the sefer. He should write a shaver, so he writes a shaver. We checked it over, the get is a get, the shaver is a shaver. The Edom read everything. And then later on, the husband thought that he gave the get to the wife, and the wife thought that she gave the shaver to the husband. Then a year later, we found out that everything was switched. So Tosis says, obviously, the Edom didn't read the get. It says, did he read the get? It's damn no good. So how can the Mishnah say? Because a year later we found out that they switched it, they were machlif it. It was no good from day number one. The Edom never read it. So that's what Tosis says, no. So the first answer they give is that the whole requirement for the Edom to read it is only chumr. The Rabbanim nisus lo teitza. That we don't accept that answer. We assume that the requirement of the Edom to read it is really a requirement min ha-Torah. So what's the other answer? Inami hasam ba'ayle le be'yodei. That the Edom did read the get originally. And then the switch occurred by mistake after they read it. And the Gemara says, you're not mechuyev to be concerned about that possibility. If they read the get, then they thought that they kept their eyes on the get. So that is considered a good Edus Lakim Adav. And only a year later we found out that they switched it too. Then Tosis concludes, "Why ruggle read licorice? Kodem anasina, lachem anasina." That's the chumrah of the read. That's what we do. We require of the Edom that they should read the get before the husband gives it, and then we require after he gave it to the wife, the Edom should open it up. We fold up the get into 9 parts. Fold it up into 3, then you fold it again into 3, into 9 parts. And then afterwards, the Edom should read it again after the nasinas again. The wife should give it to them to make sure that there was no switch up, that they didn't switch in between. Because of that Gemara on Daf Pei, the Mishnah talks about the possibility that they wrote the Shtoivah and the Get, and then and the Edom read it. Tosis interprets the Edom read it, and then a switch occurred, and the Baal didn't really give his wife a Get, so the Mishnah says Teitzeh Mizeh Mizeh. Turns out that the wife was really still an Eshes Ish. She was never in his garsh, and then she went ahead and she married someone else, and then she had children from the second husband. So the children are going to be mamzer. What can you do? She was never in his garsha. But the shayla is she an eshes ish zinsa be'oinis, that she's materis labayla? If a woman is married to a kohen and she's nenso, then she's asur labayla kohen. That's a din of a zayna. But if the woman is not married to a kohen, she's married to a levi or to Yisrael. So we distinguish between eshes ish zinsa be'mezin as opposed to eshes ish she nenso. Nenso either means she was raped, she was literally attacked, Right? She says she nen, so she didn't know the din. Let's say the woman was civilly divorced. She never heard that there's a, she didn't realize that you need a get. So she was living with someone else, thinking that she was divorced. She didn't know anything about the Torah. And then later on, when she finds out that there's a law that you have to have a Jewish get, so from that time on, they explained to her, you need a get, and it's not a mitzvah, like saying Kiddush and Abdullah. If you don't have a get, it's still an issue, you're not allowed to live with anybody else. So from the minute that she finds that out, so Shtaka doesn't live with the second husband. So then she'll get a get from the first husband, and we consider that an Eish Yisush, and then so, because she was Mizana B'Shoikik. She didn't realize that she was an Eish Yisush all along. So here also, they gave her a get. She thought that it was a get. The Adam read it, and she thought that this was a get. And then it turns out a year later that there was a switch up, and the husband gave her the Shoiva, he didn't give her the get. So you should really, Minat Torah, should really consider it an Eish Yisush, Shezinsa B'Oinus. An Eish Yisush, Shezinsa B'Shoikik. She didn't. In Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Maharik that if the woman was absent in Beis Yankiv the day that they taught Loisinov, so she never heard that there's an Issa, but she knows she's an Eish Yisish and she knows it's living with someone else. So that's called an Eish Yisish Zinza Beratzin. Because it says in the Chumash, Mol Amal B'Yisha, it doesn't say Mol Amal B'Hashem. It doesn't say that she violated the Rabbeinu Shalom's Tzivoy of Loisinov. Mol Amal B'Yisha means she knows she was living with someone else other than a husband, even though she didn't know that that has Koris. And that she didn't know that the results will be an Eish Yisish Zinza, the Saita Asura Baila. The Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Maharik, that that's still Mo'amal B'Yisho, that that's Asura Baila. But here, she didn't realize that she's still an Eish Yisish. She thought she had the civil divorce, and she thought the husband gave her a get. She never bothered to check afterwards. The Yadim read the get in advance. Then they gave her the get, and she puts the get on the file, and she never read it again. So Minat Torah, that she really be, she remarried. So the children from the second husband will talk to be mamzer. What can you do? A mamzer ba'inus is also a mamzer. But as far as getting divorced from the second husband is concerned, we should really say that she should be muteris to the second husband. To get another get from the first husband, it should be like an eish yisish zinsa ba'inus. So the mission says, teitzim izem izem. The mission on daf pei says she's asura. So Tosis quotes from the Gemara in Yevam is daf tzadakal. Why? It's only midirabban. Teitzim izem izem. She's not allowed to live with the second husband. Is a chumer midirabbanon. What were they machmir midirabbanon? Because the Gemara says, "Iboy lo liyekru yigito." She should have read the get afterwards given. So you see from that Gemara that even though the Eidim read the get in advance, everybody read the get in advance. They were there when the husband told the sofer write the get lishma, and then the Eidim read the get, and then everything happened kohagan. But the Gemara says she should have read the get the second time after the husband gave it to her before she went to remarry. So since there was a shtikl pshiyas, and with the Rabbanon, we slap a penalty on her, we treat her like an eish yisish shezinsa b'rotz. And even though I'm an author, it's really an eish yisish shezinsa b'oinus. So that's what Tosis learned from that Gemara. You see from that Gemara that the correct practice is you should really read the get, the wife should read the get the second time after the get was given. The Eidim should read the get the second time to make sure that that there was no mix-up. If you didn't read it in advance, you only read it later on. Taisa says that's a double pasha demigureshes. Yeah, is it really such a double pasha? In Kiddushin and Daf Yud, that is Divrei Yecheskel has a whole as a sefer on Divrei Torah and Noshim and Ezekin. So he claims that it's two opinions in Taisa whether that's so. When you require Eidus Lekim Adava by Git Kiddushin. Is it sufficient if the Eidim know later, at the time that the Chassan gave the ring, the Eidim didn't understand French. They saw the man give a ring to the girl and he said some Chinese words, they didn't know what he said. Then later on they find out that the boy and the girl both speak Chinese, and they found out, and they taped the conversation, and then find out later on that meant Harayat Mekodesh is in Chinese. But at the time that he said it, and it said that he gave the ring, They didn't understand Mechalal what was going on. Is that acceptable? The Divrei Yecheskel shows that that seems to be two opinions in Tosfos and Kiddush. So our Tosfos says that it's a double pashut that it is good. The Eidim don't have to know in advance of the Nesinus Aget. If they find out later on, it's also good. Double pashut hu demigureshes. Our Tosfos says double pashut. And the Tosfos there sounds like they have two opinions. Whether that's so some want to say that in Eidus Lekim Adover, you have to have the whole idea of Bishas Maisa Kiddushin. The whole idea of Bishas Maisa Gerishim. If they get the idea later on, that's not acceptable. Yeah, what does the Gemara have another story here? Who Gabra, four lines from the bottom. Once upon a time there was a man. Who Gabra just means once upon a time. It's not the same person. You have in the Chubas Haganim, they asked the question. That the Gemara tells so many different stories. Who Gabra, he lived in Eretz Yisrael, and he lived in Bob, and he lived in the days of the Tanaim, the days of the Amoraim. How can it be? So they said it must be Eliyahu HaNavi. Because he lived, he travels all over and he lived so many generations. Must be Eliyahu HaNavi. So the Gaonim said it can't be Eliyahu HaNavi because the Gemara says there was once a Hu Gabra who practiced Mishka Behema. The Gemara in Brachas. Like, obviously it's not Eliyahu HaNavi. Hu Gabra just means once upon a time there was a person who did something. It's not the same Hu Gabra. So what did the guy do? Hu Gabra, the Zark Lagita Ledvisu, he throws a get to his wife Beni Dani in the middle of all the barrels there. And he says, Hareze Gitech. And the Edom didn't read it in advance. So the Edom want to read the get later, what's the issue over here? The Edom didn't read it. Who gave the Zarek la Gita ledvisu ledeni dani? And the Edom did read it in advance. They didn't read it in advance. The Edom read the get, and then he put the get, and he shows the Edom. You see this get? Yeah, I'm gonna. As soon as my wife comes, in another hour, I'm gonna divorce my wife. So he puts the get in his pocket, and then the wife comes. He says, "Ariat Mugoresh is Mimeni." He puts his hand in his pocket and he throws a piece of paper. And at the time that he threw the piece of paper, they didn't see whether this was the get. They knew that he showed them a get in advance. They know he has a get in his pocket. They don't know whether he threw the get. So what happened? Zork lagita ledvisu the beni dani in between all the barrels. Then they looked to see what was there. Ishtakach mezuzah. So they found a mezuzah. Amar Rav Nachman, mezuzah the Beni Dani lo shchicha. It cannot be that the husband threw the get there. We're looking, we don't find the get. We only find a mezuzah. So it cannot be that he really threw the get, that he showed the Edom in advance. And this time a mouse came. Not such a sanitary location over here. A mouse came and took away the get. And they found the mezuzah, that's far-fetched. Mezuzah, the Beni Dani, the Shticha, that's far-fetched. It must be that the thing that he threw was the mezuzah. So even though the Edom read the get in advance, but the fact that when he threw it, and he said, Hareze Gitach, they didn't see. He put it in his pocket, then he threw something. Then they check and they find the mezuzah. He put two and two together. It would appear that he threw the mezuzah to the woman. He didn't throw the get to the woman. So she's not begureshes in such a case. We put two and two together and we assume that that's what he threw. He didn't throw the get. I said, where is the get? So where is the get? He doesn't have anything else in his pocket. We don't know. We don't know where the get is. But apparently what he threw was the mezuzah, not the get. The Hanami, the Gemara said, that's only if you only find one mezuzah. Chodah. I will base the gimel, but if you find two or three mezuzahs there, but he only threw one piece of paper. So where did the other? What are you going to say that he threw? The piece of paper that he threw was really a mezuzah. Yeah, but they only threw one piece of paper. How come they found two or three? I will base the gimel. If they found two or three mezuzahs there, obviously somebody was leaning over and dropped a couple of mezuzahs there. So it could well be. So the Gemara says, the fact that Mislama, that's the Maisa Shoya. He showed them a get in advance and they read it and they say he has get, puts it in his pocket. So as soon as my wife comes, she's going to come at 3 o'clock, I'm going to throw the get to her. Then she comes and he puts his hand in his pocket, that's the same pocket that he put the get in before. He throws it and then we go to see did he really throw the get and we find a whole bunch of mezuzahs there. So someone else must have dropped all the mezuzahs. He didn't throw more than one piece of paper. So we assume the get that he put in his pocket that was thrown. We can't find the get. We should assume that there are mice running around here. If it's a location where we know that it's common to have mice. If it's a freezer, there are no mice there. So obviously the mice didn't take it away. If it's a location where it's common to have mice, we should assume when he said, Hareze Gitech, that is the get that he put in his pocket. And all the mezuzahs that you find, that's a separate thing. Obviously, someone dropped a whole bunch of mezuzahs. The Gemara is establishing based on Ruba Deleisa Kamon. If he showed the Edom that it's a get, then he put it in his pocket, then he takes it out, then he throws it. So we assume that that's the same thing that he threw. But if you only threw one thing, and the only thing you find is a mezuzah, and it's not common to find mezuzahs there, So then the Ruba Deleza Kamban indicates that that's what he threw. He threw a mezuzah. But he found a whole bunch of mezuzahs there. So he only threw one thing. So then the Ruba Deleza Kamban is what he put in his pocket. That's what he threw. And he didn't switch it. Each case, you have to judge what's the Ruba Deleza Kamban. The Gemara tells also a different person. Who Gavra? It's not the same husband. It's a different man. Who Gavra Dola Beit Kanishna? He goes into the shul. Shokel Sefer Torah. He takes out the Sefer Torah from the Aron Kodesh, and he gives it to his wife, and he says, "Hariat Megureshes Meni VaHariat Muteres L'Cholon." Gives her a Sefer Torah. So Yosef says it's not a Shaila. It's not a get at all. She's not even a Riach Haget. She's Muteres Lakun. It's not a problem. Even if the husband is a Kohen, there's no Riach Haget. There's nothing. There's no room at all to be misupik. Maybe she's asura lakun. If you can say, maybe he wrote in invisible ink. Maybe he wrote in ink on top of the cloth of the Sefer Torah. But the cloth of the Sefer Torah is also treated with afotzim. So if you wrote the mei afotzim on top of afotzim, mei memilin gabi mei milin. So that's ksav shein anikar. So that doesn't count. Maybe he meant hareza gitech. Because it has parshas gerushin, the chumash dvar imishum creases the izba. Maybe he was alluding hareza gitach. He meant that parshas gerushin should serve as a get. So the gemara says no. Habina v'kasu v'lo l'shma v'leka. The parshas gerushin was written by the sefer. It wasn't written l'shma. So that cannot serve as a get. But there's a possibility. Maybe he went to the sefer in advance. Maybe he went to the sefer and he paid him $1 and he said, when you write parshas gerushin, write it for me. The rest of the Sefer Torah you write for the shul. And Parshas Gerushin, have me in mind. Someday I'm going to use this Sefer Torah to divorce my wife. Maybe I should be concerned about the possibility. Dilma Akdi, maybe he went in advance. The Ible Zuza the Safri gave Madala Mekora before he wrote the Parshas Gerushin. And he told him, write it for me. He write it Lishma. So the Gemara says, fine, you write it Lishma. But the text of the get has to be Ani Megarish Asishti. It doesn't say any megarish es ishti. Has to have bina shma yashma. What do you mean bina shma yashma v'leka? It's a mistake. It says habina shina shma yashma. The Mishnah says later shina shma yashma is a psul. You don't need, a get does not require that you should be mishana the name of the husband, the name of the wife. If you're mishana, it's possible. It means habina shma yashma. That's what the Vilna Gaon crosses out the word shina. Habina shma yashma v'lecha. The Shemira, that some, the Vilna Gaon crosses it out. That's not really required to write Shemira, the Shemira. I get this kosher without Shem Huir, Shem Yir Abal. That's the reason why they put in Shem Huir, because years ago they didn't have a family name, so the people will be known based on the city where they came from. So you write, his name is Eliezer from Novardik, and her name is Rachel from Riga, whatever. You write the name of the person, you write the name of the city where they came from. So there's no halachic requirement to write the name of the city. That's in order to describe the person better. You should know who he is. So the Gemara says, you need shmoy u'shmo. It means a get has to be written b'losh nabal. Ani ploini migarish es ishti ploinis. That's not called parshas gerishin in the Torah. That doesn't have the text of the get. It's not written b'losh nabal. Has to be written, I am hereby divorcing my wife. So that's what the Gemara says. Absolutely no shaila whatsoever. It isn't even a reach haget. Even if the husband is a kohen, he's allowed to remain with his wife. So the Gemara says, what's the chiddush of Rabbi Yosef? Rabbi Yosef, Mike Mashkelon. What's the chiddush? It's a chadol posha. The get has to be written malosh nabal. And there's nothing to discuss. And the Gemara says, no, the chiddush is shein mei milin, agav mi mei milin. If he writes in gallnut juice, on top of the cloth of the Sefer Torah, which is treated with afotzim with gallnut juice, so it's mei milin agabi mei milin. So that's considered ksav she'eino nikar. That even if you could, even if there would be some way to make it visible by using a chemical, and you're going to see that here there are two layers. Here there are two layers of mei milin. Then there's only one layer of mei milin. But right now, if you didn't cause man, you didn't put the chemical on, so there's no ksav. So that's the ikar for the Rabbi Yosef. You don't have to be concerned about the possibility that the husband, which Meshuggah would do that, take a Sefer Torah and start writing on top, write a get on the border of the Sefer Torah. It has to be a crackpot to do that. A little screwy anyway, divorcing his wife. He's not all there anyway to begin with. Okay. So that's what Rabbi Yosef says. You don't have to be concerned about that. Meimilin agami meimilin is not called itself. So that's what Rabbi Yosef says. It's not even Reach HaGet, nothing to worry about. Here's the famous Tosfos that we discussed, the second Tosfos on the Yomud. Tosfos writes, there's a machlegza mayor of laws about Eidich HaSimakarsi, Eidich HaSimakarsi. And the difference, there are several differences between a mayor of laws. The main difference is, do you need Eidich HaSima? According to a mayor, a get, every shtar kinyan requires Eidich HaSima. If you have a get or any shtar kinyan that doesn't have Eidich HaSima, so it's not valid. It doesn't get off the ground. And Rav Loza disagrees. If you have a shtar kinyan, if you, a shtar raya that doesn't have Eidich HaSima cannot be considered a shtar raya. But a shtar kinyan doesn't require Eidich HaSima. If you have Eidich Mesira, no Eidich HaSima, it's going to be good. So that's the main difference between our mayor Rav Loza. Do you require Eidich HaSima or not? And then the Gemara has another difference. Do you require Muchach Mitoicha? According to a mayor, just like a shtar raya requires Muchach Mitoicha, otherwise it's not, doesn't give a raya. You have to have all the points of information. Who are the people involved? Has to have their names in order to serve as a shtar raya. So it's a Haggadah Seidus B'Ksav. So Rav Meir's opinion is that that's the same din is required by a shtar kinyan. Eidich HaSim HaKarsi, the way to accomplish a kinyan is by giving the other party a shtar raya that the kiddushin took place. That's what causes the kiddushin to take place. By giving a shtar raya that the gerushin took place, that causes the couple to get divorced. By giving a shtar raya that my house belongs to you, that accomplishes that now the house becomes yours. So according to Rav Meir, that the mechanism whereby a shtar kinyan works is by giving a shtar raya to the other party. So shtar raya always needs muchach mitoicha. So every shtar kinyan also needs muchach mitoicha. Mashenik and according to Rav Lozor, that you don't need Eidich HaSima at all. In order to serve as a shtar kinyan, there's no need for Eidich HaSima. That it's the definition of a shtar kinyan is sipra mais anim sabifnei edim lachaveiro. You don't need a raya at all. So if you don't need a raya, so you don't need muchach mitoicha. You don't need all the details written in. So Tosfos claims over here that the halacha that if you didn't write shmo yoshma, the get is possible. Hagemar v'habina shmo yoshma v'leka. If you don't write the name of the bal nisha, it's no good. That's according to Rav Meir. That's the din. According to Rav Meir, it will be possible in Torah, because Rav Meir holds that Eidich HaSim HaKarsi, and Rav Meir holds you need Muchach Mitoichoi, and if you don't have the name of the husband and the wife, so there's no Muchach Mitoichoi. Tosfos implies that according to Rav Lozor, there would not be such a requirement min HaTorah, for Shema Yishma. Because you don't need Muchach Mitoichoi. You wouldn't need Muchach Mitoichoi. So let's say the husband just gives his wife a get, Hariyat Megoreshes Mimeni, that's all. B'loshan HaBal, Hariyat Megoresh Mimeni, doesn't know who you are, doesn't know who I am. So Tosfos thinks, according to Rav Meir, it's no good because Eidich HaSim HaKarsi, you have to have Muchach Mitoicha. According to Rav Loza, it'll be good the way it is. And this is where maybe a psul de Rabbana. According to Rav Loza, maybe a psul de Rabbana, but it won't be a psul de Raisa if he doesn't have the names. And this is where the Ran has his comment on the side of the Rav. He thinks that even if you hold halachic Rav Loza, you still need Shmo Yishma Min HaTorah based on the Gzeres HaKosov of Sefer Kriis is Sfiras Dvar Misera. That's what you learn out from the word Sefer. Sefer Kriis, because of the law, Sefer Kriis. Sefer doesn't mean like Rabbi Yisag Lili said on the next daf. The more quotes. According to Rabbi Yisag Lili, it means Sefer, means parchment. And the Chofal from the base. And then Rabbi Yisag Lili has a Rebbe from the Pasuk, Vukasab, Mikol Makom, it doesn't have to be parchment, it has to be Dumi, the parchment. As long as it's not Oichlim, as long as it's not Balechayim. And the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Yisag Lili and say the word Sefer doesn't mean parchment over here. If it would have said the cost of Allah, Bas Sefer, Dibre Krisis, Bas Sefer, so the word Sefer wouldn't mean parchment. It doesn't say that. So the word Sefer means the text of the get, Sfiras Dvarm. So what do you mean? Of course you need a text of the get. But that's what the Ran understood. No, you need Sfiras Dvarm Yisag, you need extra wordage, extra Nusach in the get. So what's required but there is extra? That's what the Ran says over here, that you require Shema Yishma. Even according to Rav Lozor, Shema Yishma is needed min
HaTorah. According to Tosfos, that Rav Lozor is saying, so there upon him, Mishal later on, but Shema Yishma, is that a Gzer and Gzer?
The Chachamim made a Takana that's in the fourth Perek, that you have to write all the names into the get. Takana is Rabbi Gamliel. That if the husband has it, he goes with a different name in one location, a different name in different locations, you have to write Kol Shum Mechanicha Dislay. So the Sfardim, the Sfardish and Rishonim understand that that's what you write. You write the husband's name is Tzvi Ben Alimelech, Kol Shum Mechanicha Dislay Eli Avosay. And any other alias that he goes under anywhere in the world, just that's all you write. And the Balei HaTosfos understood, no, you don't just write, and whatever other alias he goes under, you have to write taka all the names and the nicknames that people call him. So that's a takonim of the Rabbana. Everybody agrees that's a takonim of the Rabbana. You have to write all the names that he has. So Shina Shma Shma means he didn't write Yishem HaBal B'Yehuda and B'Golil. In Yehuda he has one name, in Golil they call him with a different name. So you have to, there's a takonim of the Rabbana, you have to write all the names. So if you didn't write all the names, that'll be a psul de Rabbana. That's how Tosfos interprets the Mishnah, because the Mishnah Shina Shma Shma is in the middle of all the Psulim de Rabbanon, where you didn't write the Shnos HaMelech, you didn't write how many years it is since Hakamas HaMedina in the country where you live. That's only a din de Rabbanon, Mishum Shlom Malchus. All the dinim in the Mishnah over there are all mid de Rabbanon. So this din of Shina Shma Shma must be also only a din de Rabbanon. So why Shina Shma Shma? Instead of his name, he wrote someone else's name. So it's in Gatson, it doesn't describe his Gerishin. That's what Tesis explains. The top Tesis on Pei Amid Aleph explains. Shirish Mashma doesn't mean that they wrote the wrong name. It means they didn't write the alias that he has in Eretz Yehuda and Eretz Gola. They didn't fulfill the Takana de Rabbana. The Rabbana, you have to write Kol Shum Mechanicha Disley, and they didn't fulfill it. So that's a Psul de Rabbana. Even according to Rabbana, that's a Psul de Rabbana. But the Yenid Sheamus Menat Torah, so that's the, according to Rab Lozer. According to Rab Meir Avadi, Yenid Sheamus Menat Torah, because it's a lack of Muchach Mitoichai. And according to Rab Lozer, that's a Machlekes. Tosfos says that Sheamus are only a Takana de Rabbanon. According to Rab Lozer, according to the Ran, there's room to argue the point and say that Yenid Sheamus Menat Torah. Yeah, the top Tosfos just quotes a chunk from the Sugyan Erev and Daf Yud Gimel. Mar has a Machlekes Hatanaim. Well, the Megillus, let's say they put an advertisement in the newspaper. What does it say? Be'echad be'odar mashkim es hasaitos. I think such a Mishnah in Shkolim. So let's say the Kohen Gadol puts an advertisement in the Jewish press that whoever has an issue with his wife and he wants to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, they're announcing everyone should line up on Rosh Chodesh Adar. So they all come to the Beis HaMikdash standing on line. So they make this woman take a Shavuos HaShoita, then the Soita, and then the Kohen writes the Parsha Soita. They make the other woman take a Shavuos HaShoita, and they wrote a Parsha Soita for her. And then the Parsha Soita that was written for this one, by mistake, is given to the other woman. The Parsha Soita was written for that one, is given to the other woman by mistake. So that's a Machlokes HaTanoim. You have to start the whole Seder HaShavuos HaShoita all over again, because the Ksivas HaShoita, Parsha Soita, has to be written L'Shmo. And since it was written for a different couple, this couple can't use the Parsha Soita that was written for the other couple or not. Or do you say no? Since it was written L'shem Soita B'Alma, so it's good. So that's a Machlokes HaTanoim. Then the Gemara has a further Machlokes HaTanoim with a Moichkin Lomen HaTorah, Rei Moichkin Lomen HaTorah. Can you take the Parsha Soita, which is word for word, that's exactly what you write. That's the text of the Shavuos HaSoita. Can you take the Parsha Soita and the Sefer Torah, which was not written at all in connection with any Soita? The Sefer wrote the Parsha Soita. You take that and be Moicheket. It's a din of Malam HaKodesh V'lo Meridin. You're not allowed to take a Sefer Torah and use it for Parsha Soita. So Mustama, we're talking, it's an old Sefer Torah, can't be used anymore. Still a problem. So it's still a violation of Malam HaKodesh V'lo Meridin. Still not allowed to. Let's say you have an old Sefer Torah and you're going to use, it can't be fixed, it has so many mistakes, it doesn't pay to fix it. So you're going to use the Parsha Shema Yoim Shamaya for a mezuzah. Or Kadesh V'yokeviach, you're going to use it for tefillin. So it's also Malam HaKadosh V'lo Merid. It's also a violation. You're not allowed to use it for something else. The word is talking B'dieved. If you took the Parsha Soit and the Sefer Torah, you erased it already, will you say, Aitza Mechikas Hashem? It's anyway Mechikas Hashem. Parsha Soit is always your Mater, the Yisra Mechikas Hashem. Here maybe it's an added Yisra. Not only are you in violation of Mechikas Hashem, you're in violation of Mechikas Divrei Torah, because you're erasing a parsha from the Sefer Torah, which was written L'shem Kedusha Sefer Torah. The Gemara is talking about the Eved. I don't think it means anybody in his right mind thinks it's Mutar L'chatchila. The Gemara is talking about the Eved. If they went ahead and they did it, would it be good? So it's a Machlekes HaTanah. So the Pashtus is that the two Machlekes and Atoli Zebezeb. Parsha Soita that was written for one couple by mistake, they gave it to the other Soita. And the Parsha Soita written for that couple, they gave by mistake to the other couple. Would that be good b'diyevet or not? So that machlekes hatanaim al pi pashtus is identical with the machlekes hatanaim when the mochkin nominator and mochkin nominator. Why? That's the shaila. Would he need ksivu l'shmo or not? Then the Gemara says no, not necessarily. You can dray like this. You can dray like that. You can say Maybe the shame sarit acheres is worse because intik it was the shame isha acheres. Maybe that's worse than a sefer Torah. You can say sefer Torah wasn't written at all a shame sarit. At least over here was written a shame sarit. So Tosis is just commenting. How does this compare to the requirement of the shema by get? It doesn't compare. The shema by get, everybody agrees that you need a higher degree of the shema by get. Tosis says you read the gemara and sarit daf yud gimel. The whole discussion there. It seems pretty clear that everybody subscribes to all the Mishnahis in the fourth and the third parak about if the get was written Shalom Lishma. Whenever the get was written, all the forms of Shalom Lishma are not acceptable by get. The only machlokes is by Saita, a parsha Saita. But by get, everyone agreed that any kind of Shalom Lishma is not acceptable. So that's just says, not the same. Ksiva Lishma by the parsha Saita is not identical with the din of Ksiva Lishma by the get.
The Ramban who doesn't require
Mechotikofo,
they have to explain the
Shemos,
is like
Shiran. The Ramban thinks that even if you hold like Rav Meir, that you need Muchach Mitoicha, but he quotes that Gemara in the end of Bava Basra, that the Tfisis Balashtar can be Mashlim the Muchach Mitoicha. So he would not agree with Tosis. It could be that the whole institution of Shemos is purely mid the Rabbanon, even according to Rav Meir, or it could be that he agrees with the Rav, either one or the other. Then the next piece of Gemara we already learned. Tosis already gave a whole dissertation on it, and you would test him it out. Amra chiz the get shiksov shlo lishma v'harav kulmas lishma. The Sefer wrote the get shlo lishma. Now the house was not tzivi abal. No tzivi abal, so it's considered shlo lishma. They want, so what you should do, they should throw this out in the garbage, take another piece of paper, and write the Nusach HaGet L'shma. So instead of doing what the Seichel dictates, he takes the old Get that was written Shalom L'shma, and because he doesn't know the Nusach by heart, so he already has the Nusach written here. So the husband tells him, write me a Get L'shma, so the Sefer just takes a pen, and he writes over all the letters in ink on top of all the letters. So what's the din? Ksav HaGabi Ksav, the barang Ksav is Shalom L'shma, because it was written without Tzivei Abal, and the top Ksav is written after Tzivei Abal. The top Ksav is written Lishma. Avchizda says that he thinks that that's the Machlokes Abiyun Rabbanon. Isn't that exactly the Machlokes? If the fellow needs the Shem Hashem, and by mistake he thought he needs the word Yehuda, and he made mistake number two, he left at the Dalit, so he wrote Yud Kei Vavke, but he wrote Yud Kei Vavke without Kavana, Hashem Kedushas Hashem. And the assumption is that when you write Yud Kei Vavke in the Sefer Torah, you have to have Kavana to be Mekadosh Hashem. You have to have in mind that this is Shem Hashem. If you don't have in mind, then it's the Sefer Torah is not going to be kosher. So what's the din over here? So he wrote Yud Kei Vav Kei with Kavanah L'Shem Yehuda, so it doesn't have a Kedushas Hashem yet. Is it sufficient if he just takes the pen with the ink and the Sefer rewrites Yud Kei Vav Kei L'Shma on top of the Yud Kei Vav Kei, which was initially written Shalom L'Shma. So that's the Machlokes HaTanaim. So Yehuda is the Tanakhama here. He says, Mavarola Kulm is a Mikacho. Let him just rewrite Ksav Agabi Ksav. The upper Ksav will be the Shema, the bottom Ksav Shalom the Shema. So that will be acceptable. The Chacham disagree. Ein Hashem in Amuvcho, Ksav Agabi Ksav is no good. So first, Rav Chizda thought that that's a Machlekes Tanakame, that's a Machlekes Abiyuda and the Chachamim, where the Ksav Agabi Ksav, and when the upper Ksav is written the Shema, the bottom Ksav is written Shalom the Shema, is that acceptable? Is that good to fix the Shalom the Shema? So Tosis explained on your testament Aleph, they put it into proper context. If you write black ink on top of red ink, so that the Gemara says they all agree, they all gabi sikro. So the upper ink is black, that's a better form of ink than a red ink. So that all the Tanoim, everybody would agree that that's called ksiva. That's the Gemara on your testament Aleph. Machlekes HaTanoim is, what if the bottom ksav is written shalom l'shma, the top ksav is written l'shma? Is that also called better? Is that also called muvcha? It's muvcha in the sense that it's lishma, but it's not really black on top of red. It's not muvcha mitzias. So that's a machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, whether that has the same, so Rabbi Yehuda says that's the same status as black ink on top of red ink, that the ksavelyon habiksav, and the lishma is injected over here. The Chachamim say it's no tzushta. Black ink on top of red ink is superior, but the ksiva lishma top ksiva lishma does not accomplish to be misakin the lishma. So that's what Rav Chizda says. Abach Bayankev thinks that all the Tanaim would agree that it would be good if you write the lishma on top of shalom lishma. I but Acham say that if you have good kevav kei that was written shalom lishma, then you write on top of it lishma, it's not acceptable. The Gemara says, no. His equation is not accurate. Maybe that it's not acceptable. There's a major lack of hidur mitzvah over here. It's going to have aksava gaviksav. Both Sefer Torah is going to be written nicely. And the Shem Hashem is going to be blotchy. It's going to be sloppy every time, or at least this one time that you have Shem Hashem. Yudke Vavke written Shalod Shema, then he writes it on top a second time the Shema. It's going to be a sloppy mess. And that's why the Chachamim Pasal over there, you can't do it. But over here by Get, there's no din of Zakir Mabeh, there's no din of Hidah Mitzvah. So if the bottom Ksava Shalod Shema, the upper Ksava Shema, everyone would agree perhaps that it would be good. So that's what Tosfos discussed. That's the Machlekes between Rav Chisda and Rav Acha bar Yankev. Is this the Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim, where the Ksiva Lishma on top of Ksiva Lishma is considered an improvement, just like black ink on top of red ink? Oh no, everybody agrees that that's an improvement. And the reason for the Chachamim is a separate time because of Hidur Mitzvah. And the Hidur Mitzvah passes B'riyevah. That was the Chiddush here. That was the added connection. The mitzvah usually is only a din l'chatchila. It doesn't pass over the Eved. That's the first Tosfos in Perek Lulabah Gozel. But over here, even Tosfos has to agree that Zakeh Mavehu, the Hidah mitzvah passes over the Eved. That's Shalah, how can it be? We usually say Hidah mitzvah doesn't pass over the Eved. Some Achranim said because it's the Shem Hashem. So that's why they apply the Pasuk Zakeh Mavehu. This is the Shem Hashem. So writing Shem Hashem in the Sefer Torah has a more serious requirement of Hidah mitzvah. So if you wrote it in a sloppy fashion, that would be possibly medieval. And the other Achim said, no, not only because the Shem Hashem is a keli manbeh, that's Apshepo, the keli, the Shem Hashem. But the Achim said, whenever the lack of heder is intrinsic, the ksiva of the Sefer Torah is a sloppy mess. So that passes medieval. When does Tosfos say that that the heder doesn't pass? That's if it's extraneous. What's a mashal of extraneous? Tosfos gave a mashal from Sukkah Daf Yud Aleph, that you need the lulav, the hadasim, and the aravos have to have eged lachatchila, but b'diavad, if you didn't do eged, it would be kosher, because the kelim aveh is only lachatchila, not b'diavad. So the eged, that's an extraneous thing. Yeah, it's difficult though, because the Mishnah says that lulav hayovesh is no good. And Rashi says because it looks dead. So it's a lack of zakelim aveh. So it says zakelim aveh never passes b'diavad. But that's the actual lulav itself. Tosfos should have to agree with Rashi, but the actual, if the chisaron of, if the thing that looks awful is the actual davar shel mitzvah itself, the chefta shel mitzvah, then Tosfos should have agreed with Rashi that it passes b'diavad. So doesn't it seem to indicate that the only reason why this is an exception to rule is because it's the Shem Hashem, Zakeli, the Pshetel Liga Pshat. The Pshetel Liga suggestion is Zakeli Mavir, it's the Shem Hashem. But I think the majority of the Achranim say not the Pshetel Liga way. They say whenever the chisaron of beauty is intrinsic to the thing itself, then there's room to say it passes b'diavad. So good about Yavish, should pass b'diavad. So Rashi should be good. That's how they defend Rashi. That's how they defend Rashi. Tosfos holds that it depends whether it's, I don't know. What's Tosfos going to do with this? I don't know. Tosfos says even when it's, Tosfos has to say only Shem Hashem. Only Shem Hashem passes b'diavad. And Rashi says, whenever it's intrinsic to the Chepta Shal Mitzvah itself, then the Zakir Mabeh, possibly Miriam.
Can you erase the Shem Hashem
written Shal Hashem? Can you erase Shem Hashem written Shal Hashem? Yeah, it's not a Shem Hashem. It doesn't have to do Shal Hashem.
So,
yeah. In
the discussion we had a few days ago about adding the Vav to Yekaving.
Yeah.
So,
he wants to be Mekadosh Yud Kei Vav Kei, and Yud Kei is Miktzas Ben Hashem Am Farish. The Rambam writes in Ilchus Yisera'atoy, the Shem Yud Kei is Kodesh B'Torah, Miktzas Ben Hashem Am Farish. That's the Kavanah that he had. When he wrote Yud Kei, he had in mind, this should be the Miktzas Ben Hashem Farish. So when he stops after Yud Kei, that should already have the Kedusha Shem Yud Kei. That's why the Minchas Chinuch was bothered with that Kasha. We should have the Kedusha, but there is Miktzas Ben Hashem Am Farish. So then the Gemara raises an issue. Amar Rav Chisda Yichilna Lemitzlin Lekul Egita Di Alma. Have something up my sleeve. He's going to pass all the Gittin in the world. Well, what is he going to do? Amalei Rava. So Rava says, what do you have in mind? Why do you think all the get done during my time? Why do you want to pass? If you think, if you say, the husband has to authorize the writing of the get, otherwise not called a shema. So the husband always authorizes the writing of the get. But also included in the kasav is, he has to pay the schar ha-sefer. So the practice was, there are two versions in the Rishonim. The practice was that there's a takonim in the Rabbanon that the wife always pays for the ksivas ha-sefer. Or the practice was that sometimes the husband pays, sometimes the wife pays, sometimes they split 50-50. Whoever wants to can pay for the ksivas ha-get. So that's unclear in the Gemara. So Rabbi says, if what you, Rav Chisda, have in mind is mishum nesiva kosav, the husband has to pay schar ha-sefer v'hacha, ihi kol kosvele, the wife pays the schar ha-sefer, so that should passel. So the Gemara says, v'dilmo, since it's takanas chachamim that she's required to pay, or takanas chachamim that we allow her to pay, mikra din deraisa, he's supposed to pay, but since it's takanam d'rabbanan, either we require her to pay, or she's allowed to pay, v'dilmo, aknoi akno l'rabbanan, maybe midrabbana, we consider it hefke beznaf, consider the money that she pays it, say, for $75 for writing the get. We consider it as if that money is hefke beznaf, they were makna that money to the husband. We consider alpidin as if the husband paid for the writing of the get. So that's not grounds to pass every get in the world. Mar says, no, it's a different reason. The nasan has to give us something, and the wife paid for everything over here. If the wife paid for the get, so the husband didn't makne the get to the wife. The piece of paper already belonged to the wife from before. V'hacha, the Gemara says, lo yayv lo midi. He's not being makne the piece of paper to the wife. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, who says you have to be makne the piece of paper to the wife? If you give the get to the wife and say, harezi gitech mahani yor shali, I want to retain ownership of the piece of paper. So that's a lack of nesinas aget. But let's say the piece of paper belongs to the wife, and the husband writes the get on the wife's piece of paper. Then he gives it to her. So maybe that's not a lack of v'nosan. Who says v'nosan means haknoas hanayor? What does the Gemara say? He's not giving her, he's not makning the piece of paper to the wife because it already belongs to the wife in advance because she's the one who paid the sefer. So the Gemara says maybe v'nosan la'sefer krisa doesn't go on being makning the piece of paper. Dilman nesinus ageti maybe means mesiris aget, giving over the text that they get. You have to give over. You can't have us here as parchas ba'avir. You have to have the text that they get. It has to be written on a piece of parchment, paper, background, some kind of background. So maybe nesina doesn't require haknoas haniyor. You can't be mishayer the niyor for yourself. If you say hareza gitach haniyor shali, that's not acceptable. But if you say hareza gitach and the get is written on her piece of paper and he doesn't retain any ownership on anything, I'll prove it to you. Teida, the Shulch Meitam, they sent us a letter from over there, from Eretz Yisrael. Ksav al Yisuri Hano, Akosha. If the get is written on Yisuri Hano, the get is good. And what then the assumption is that you cannot be Makna Yisuri Hanoim. Why can you not be Makna? That's the Pasha Pshat and the Gemara. You cannot be Makna Yisuri Hanoim. The Pashtus in the Gemara in Bava Kamma is like that. In Bava Kamma, Dachnem Hey, the Gemara says the Shor Shaharaga Sa'odam is Chayv Skila in Parshas HaShavu and Parshas Mishpatim. Ashor Yisokel. So the Gemara, the Mishnah says that after Bezin makes the Gemara Din, the Shor becomes Asabano. Kodim Gemara Din, the Shor is Mutabano. After the Gemara Din, the Shor is Asabano. So the Gemara says, Kodim Gemara Din, the Baal HaShor knows that the Bezin is about to make a Gemara Din, so he quickly sells the Shor to someone else. So the Gemara says, Mechora, Kodim Shenik Madinoi, Mechora Mocha, the sale is valid. Mechora Lacha Shenik Madino, if he sells the Shor after the Gemara Din, then Mechora Ein Mocha, then the sale is not valid. Why is the sale not valid? It's usually assumed that you cannot transfer ownership of Yisuri Hano. Why not? Why can you not transfer ownership of Yisuri Hano? Why is Mechora Ein Mocha? So that's a famous machlokes in the Rishonim. There are three opinions. Some Rishonim are of the opinion that Yisuri Hano have no bailus. You don't own Yisuri Hano, and he can't own Yisuri Hano. No one can possess Yisuri Hano. The thing is also Mano. So by definition, it's self-understood that no one can own it. Other Rishonim say, why should you say there's no bailus on Yisuri Hano? It belongs to me, and I'm not allowed to get Hano from it. Well, why should it be no bailus? That's not what it says there. It just means that it's ain't a b'shusai. there's a concept of full ownership is shaloi ubishusai. And if the thing is shali, but it's ain't a bishusi, that's a gozal anasiyasha abaylim. So Rabbi Yechanan says in Baba Kama, gozal anasiyasha abaylim, shnei mein mechaylim hakdisha zelefi shayna shaloi, zelefi shayna bishusai. The Gemara shows in Baba Kama, and Daf Ayin Tes, it's a machloik is satanoim. And the machloik is Rabbi Yechanan Mishlokish had to pask which tana is opinion to pask in life. So we follow Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan follows that tana. And the Mishnah is in Maisa Sheni, that full ownership of a property consists of shaloi ubishusa. It belongs to me, and I have access to it. If a ganav stole it, and I can't retrieve it from the ganav, it shali vein ubishusa, then I'm not a full bailim. Any yochel hagdishim, any yochel mochra. Then I cannot transfer ownership to anybody else. So when is something considered shali vein ubishusa? So the Gemara in Baba Kama on Daf Ayin Tes has one case. Amar Rav Yechon Gozal. Someone stole my behemoth and I have no access, I can't get it. Who are dinami? If I have the behemoth, it's in my backyard, but the behemoth is also bano. So what does it help that I know where it is and I have access to it? But the halacha ties my hands and my feet. I can't use it. I'm not allowed to use it. That's also considered ain't a bishusa. It's also ain't a bishusa. So it could be that that's what the Mishnah means. That the shor shenig madin or shor aniskal, lacha shenig madin, machora ain't a machor. The sale is not valid, so one third of the Rishonim learn pshat, one group, a major group of Rishonim learn pshat, that it's Ein Shaloi, that the Yisur HaNor Ein Shaloi. Another group of Rishonim say that's not true. Why should you say it's Ein Shaloi? It's Ein Bishusa, it's Shaloi Ein Bishusa. And then the Rabbi Natam says the whole thing is not correct. It is Shaloi and it is Bishusa. Rabbi Natam holds that Shor HaNiska L'Acha Shenig Madin is still Mutabano. It's only Asabano Alacha Shemes. Shaniska Mechaim is Mutabano. That's the big Tosis in Sanhedrin and Daf Pei. And Daf Pei is a long Arichas in Tosis. So the quote of Rabbi Natam, he holds that Shaniska Mechaim is Mutabano. So how does the Brisa say in Baba Kama Daf Memhei, Alacha Shenig Madino and Mechor Eina Mochor? Rabbi Natam says, no, it does not to be taken literally, Mechor Eina Mochor, the sale is not valid. No. It's mine and it's mutabano and the sale is valid. It just means mochor ein mochor. My sale will not accomplish to get the shore off the hook. The shore is going to, the bezdin will continue to proceed with their case against the shore. They'll give it the skila. If mochor kaidim shenig madinai, so it switched the bailim. As shas when the shore killed the other, it belonged to me. Then I quickly go and I sell the shore to someone else before the gmar din. So now bezdin is paralyzed. Bezdin can't give it the noinish misa. Because it has to have the same bailim, Bishas Misa, or Bishas Hamad Abedin. So Bishas Misa, the shor belonged to me when it killed the Adam, and Bishas Hamad Abedin, I already sold it to someone else. So the Gemara says he won't give the shor Misa. The Gemara says that's a machlaik is satanai. What if a shor Hefker kills an Adam? What if a shor Hefker kills an Adam? Shor Hamidbar, that's a Mishnah. Shor Hamidbar kills an Adam. That's what the people don't know how to read Mishnah. They think it says shor Hamidaber, a speaking animal. It goes on a shor hamidbar. So a shor hamidbar is a machlekes satanaim, whether it's chayb skila or not. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a shor she'ein lo bailim is also chayb skila. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it does make a difference if the shor belonged to me when it killed, and then I sell it quickly to someone else before my dinner. If the shor wouldn't have any bailim at all, they would also give it skila. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, there is no such din. Mechor kadim shenig madina is off the hook. Shor hamidbar is also chayb skila, but we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. We pass like the Rabbanon. The shor hefker shahar gesodam. It's not chayim misa. We say that the skila to the shor niskal is not a punishment to the shor; it's rather a punishment to the balashor. It's a punishment to the balashor. That's what the Ramban Achumish on Parshas Noach has a whole discussion about that. When you kill the shor niskal, is it a punishment to the balashor, or do we assume the shor has enough seichel to understand that it shouldn't kill a human being, and it's a punishment to the shor? So the Ramban says that's a machlekes satanai, where the shor hefke shor gesodom is chayim misa. So we assume that a shor hefke shohar gesa adam is not chayv misa. How do we assume again? Better check to make sure. Shor hamidba shohar gesa adam is chayv or is not chayv? No, Rabbi Yehuda, forget, I said it wrong. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Shor Hefke Shohar Gesa Adam is Pata from Misa, and we don't accept Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Right. We don't accept Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. We paskin that a shor hefkif shahargas adam is chayiv misa. So the Rambam writes in the Mor Nevuchim that giving the einish misa to the shor for killing an adam is not a punishment to the shor. The shor doesn't have seichel to understand that it's doing an avera. It's a punishment to the bala shor. The Ramban disagrees and he says that's maybe Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. The shor hefkif shahargas adam. But he says, but the Ramban times we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. We pass like the Rabbanan. The Shor Hefker Shoharag is also Chayiv Misa. So the Hechreach that we understand that the Behema does have enough Seichel to understand that it's not allowed to kill a human being. And if the Behema kills a human being, so it deserves the death penalty for its own Avera. It's not for the Avera of the Balashor, it's the Avera of the Shor. That's the Ramban after the Mabul. Noach saved all the animals. 99.99% of the animals in the world were killed. But the small percentage of the animals that were survived, they're the grandparents, they're the ancestors of all the animals that are alive today. All the other animals were killed in a Mabul. So the behemoths must have given a masorah to their Eneklach that we owe a debt of gratitude to the human beings because Noach is the one who saved us. If not for Noach, we would also be dead. We would have died in the Mabul. So that's what the Ramban says, that right after the Mabul it says, you're not allowed to kill a human being. If a behemoth kills a human being, it's also chayiv misa. And he says, because behemoths owe a debt of gratitude to the human race, they should understand that it was Noach who kept them alive. So that's where the Ramban writes this, that he disagrees with the Rambam and the Mor Nevuchim. The Rambam says that skila to the shor aniska is a punishment to the bala shor. So Ramban tells us that's only the way Rabbi Yehuda says, the shor hefkir shaharag is pata from misa. We don't accept Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. He passed on the shor hefkir shaharag is adam. Is chayiv misa. So nachamol. So the the Gemara says Gemara has a brisa on the last line on mem dalad and the base going over to mem hey amid aleph that shor haniskal. If he sell it, the sale is valid. So some Rishonim say, Lacha shenig madina tzasa b'hano. As b'hano says, it's ain't a shalom, so he can't sell. Other Rishonim disagree. Why should you say it's ain't a shalom? No, it is shalom, but it's just ain't a b'shusa, because b'shusa means you have accessibility. So not only is it inaccessible if it's a shor that was stolen, the Bala Shor no longer has access to the shore, even if he has the shore in his backyard, but it's also Bano, also has no access to it. He's not allowed to get enough from it. So that's also called Eina Bishusa. If it's Eina Bishusa, he's not a full Bailam, and not the same as saying Eina Shaloi. It is Shaloi, but it's Eina Bishusa. He's not a full Bailam on it, because full Bailas requires Shaloi Bishusa. But since it's Eina Bishusa, we pass like Rabbi Yechon and pass like the Tana, that you cannot be Magdish. And the third sheet is Rabbi Natam, and the Rishon third sheet, Rabbi Natam says no. Sharaniska Mechaim is Mutabano. So after the Gemara Din is still Mutabano. So what does it mean, Mechoro Eino Mochur? So he says, Mechoro Eino Mochur means you won't spare the Shor from the Gemara Din. Okay, it's the top Tosis there, Mem Hei Amid Aleph also. Top Tosis has it, and it's the Tosis, what does Rabbi Kevega tells you? Rabbi Kevega refers you to the Tosis in Zvachim, that find Aleph and Aleph. The same Tosis appears in Sanhedrin Daf Pei. But they have this Rabbeinu Tam Shita Bahar Chovetz in quite a few different places. Kiddushin also, yeah. The Tosis appears in a few Masechtos. So the Rabbeinu Tam argues with the other Rishonim, when does it become Asabano? So he holds that the Gemar Din doesn't Asabano. So what does it mean, Mechorein Amochor after Gemar Din? Means if you sell it before Gemar Din, the Shor will be off the hook. How will the Shor be off the hook? Means if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda. If you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that Shor Hefker Shoharag is not Chayiv Misa, the Shor is only going to get Skila if it belongs to a Bailam. So it has to belong to the same Bailam from the beginning to the end. So it's strange. The Gemara is quoting a Braise that Shaloi Ka'aloche. The Braise is Shaloi Ka'aloche because we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. We pass like the Rabbanah. That Shor Hefker Shoharag is also Chayiv Misa. That's how the Rabbi and Tam interprets that the Braise goes like Rabbi Yehuda. That in order for the shor to get skila, has to belong to a bailam, has to belong to the same bailam, mitchila v'yatzov. Mishas negiche, ad shas amar b'din, so mechor ro'koidim b'din, mochur, what does it mean, mochur? And the shor is not going to get the chiyuv, the bezin can make it b'din. But mechor lachach b'din, ain't a mochur, doesn't mean that the sale is not valid, the sale is valid, but you haven't accomplished anything, because once Bezdin made the Gemara Din, so we're going to give the Shor Skino. So according to Rabbi Natam, you have no source to say that Isiri HaNoah should be either Eina Shaloi or Eina Bishusai from this Gemara. Maybe there are other Gemaras, but this Gemara not. Because this Gemara, even after Gemara Din, the Shor is Mutabano. And it still says Mechor Eina Mocha. And it does mean literally Mechor Eina Mocha. So that's a big Machlekes HaRishonim, a three-way Machlekes HaRishonim. Some Rishonim hold that Isiri HaNoah are Eina Shaloi. Some Rishonim hold Isiri HaNoah are Shaloi, but they're Eina Bishusai. And others deny it. Yisrael no Arshaloi, and they are Bishusai. And this Gemara doesn't mean a thing. But the Gemara says in the beginning of Pesachim, Shnei Dvar Meina Bishusai Shalad Masan HaKasu, Ki Lehen Bishusai, Bar Bishusai Rab Mechamis, Mishay Shos Alamayla. The Gemara says, Bar Bishusai Rabim, if you dig a bar in the middle of the street, so the Chumash says, Bala Bar Yishalayim. The one who dug the bar has to pay. How is he the Bala Bar? It doesn't belong to him. It belongs to the Bnei Rishus HaRab. The answer is, he did Asiyas HaMazik. The Torah declares him as the Bala Bar because of the Asiyas HaMazik that he did. So that's one. Eina B'shusha Shaladim doesn't belong to him at all. Asa Kasa Kila Hem B'shusay. The Chumash labels him as the Bala Bar because of the Asiyas HaMazik. And the other case, where something doesn't belong to me, but the Halacha declares me as the Bala Miz Chomis Mishay Shos HaLamayla, that I violate Bal Yerob Bal Yimotze. What do you mean? Mishay Shos HaMayla Chomis Aner Pesach Efter Chatzois is also Bahano. That's how the Gemara seems to help. Everybody agrees that it's also Bahano. There is a machlokes satanoim. That's really a machlokes satanoim, where the chomitz mishei shos alamayla is also Bahano. Machlokes a beauty Reb Shimon. Reb Yehuda holds that chomitz, there are three psukim. The Gemara says psukim, there are three psukim. One pasuk, and all three psukim say the same thing. The chomitz is also Bahano. So what do you need three psukim for? Rabbi Yehuda says one pasuk goes chametz be Pesach, one pasuk goes chametz over all of our Pesach is an Issa deraisa. We don't pass like him. We pass concerning the Rabbanan. One pasuk goes erev Pesach after chatzos. The chametz is also mahanoam in atur. That's Rabbi Yehuda's sheet. And Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Rabbi Shimon says chametz only be Pesach is also mahanoam for the duration of the 7 days of Pesach. Chametz over all of Pesach is only a penalty in the Rabbanan. And chametz b'sheish also mala and erev Pesach is only also in the Rabbanan. It's not awesome in Atura. Tosis says maybe it's awesome in Atura an Iser Esse of Tashbisu, but there's no Lois Esse. Nafkimina will be what if you eat the Chometz or you get Ano, well, you get Malkus. So if it's only awesome Ano because of an Iser Esse, then there's no Malkus. If it's awesome Ano in Atura because of a Lois Esse, so then you'll get Malkus also for eating an Erev Pesach after Chatzos. So Tosis claims like that even according to the Tana, other Rishonim disagree. Chametz aner Pesach is according to Reb Shimon. Chametz aner Pesach will be mutabano. Taisa says the Chiddush no. It'll be also mano because of the Iser Esse of Tashbis. Tashbis is not only a kima mitzvah to destroy the chametz aner Pesach, but it's an Iser Esse not to have it around. And if you get anor from it, if you eat it, you get anor from it, so you're in violation of the Iser Esse. So then Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon both say the same thing. Taisa says no. Nafkamina will be when you get malchus or not. If you eat chametz misheisha osalamayim. So the Gemara says, Chometz Mishesho Salamai, Lachometz Anar Pesach is also Bahano, either Bailer Reb Shimon, Bailer Reb Yudah, according to Tosfos, or according to the Balamor, it's only Alibi Reb Yudah. According to Reb Yudah, Chometz Anar Pesach is also Bahano. According to Reb Shimon, maybe the Chometz Anar Pesach is Muta Bahano. But the Gemara says, at least according to one Tana, Chometz Anar Pesach is also Bahano, Mishesho Salamai, so therefore it should really be Eina B'shusa Shalodom. So it's Eina B'shusa Shalom, so you really shouldn't violate Ba'i Rab, Ba'i Matze. But nonetheless, Asan HaKasu Kilehem B'shusa, the fact that it's Asma Anoah should make it impossible to ever violate Ba'i Rab, Ba'i Matze. So the two are contradictory. It's also Ba'i Anoah, you do violate Ba'i Rab, Ba'i Matze. The Gemara says that's Asan HaKasu Kilehem B'shusa. The Torah says that despite the fact that it's Asma Anoah, it still is considered Shaloi, and he's the Balacham, it's in his Ogram Ba'i Rab, Ba'i Matze. So what does that Gemara mean? Doesn't it either means that Isuri Hano Arena Shaloi? That's what some Rishonim hold. Isuri Hano Arena Shaloi. So Chametz Mishay Shalos Mayla is also Mano Arena Shaloi. And it's a Chiddush that he violates by Yerod by Matz. Or you have to say that Chametz Mishay Shalos Mayla is also Mano Arena Bishusoi. He doesn't have accessibility to it. And in order to violate by Yerod by Matz, you would require, that's how the Ramban HaChumash writes, you require Shaloi U Bishusoi. You only violate by Rabbi Matzeh If it belongs to you, legamer, if you have a full bialis, if it's only shali, then there's no ba'ira by matzi. Let's say if someone stole my chametz, goes al chametz, and I don't know where the chametz is, am I in violation of ba'ira by matzi? Am I in violation of ba'ira by matzi? He's saying no, it's ain't a bishusi. So the Ramban HaChumash says that in order to violate ba'ira by matzi, it has to be shalcha, bishuscha, a complete bialis, a full bialis. So that's how the Ramban will interpret the Gemara. Chametz mishay shosamayil is also ba'ano. So therefore, it's a bishusay. It's a bishusay, you're not a full bialim, so you really shouldn't violate by Rabbi Matzah. It's a chidish, asana kasa kilahem bishusay. Yeah, but other Rishonim hold, they're like, other Rishonim hold that the whole thing is not true. That Isuri hanor are shaloy and they are bishusay. It is shaloy and is bishusay. So what do you do with that Gemara? Bishlaim with the Gemara Baba Kamadaf Mem Heide Bryce, Machor Lachashanig Madina, said Rabbi Natam gave Ipshat. Machor Eina Macha means it's not going to help to relieve the shor from the skila. Machara kodim gmar din will relieve the shor from skila if you hold like the Tana Rabbi Yudah. The shor hefkir shor gesadim is not chai misa. It's a punishment to the bala shor. So it has to belong bailam. Has to have the same bailam mishas negicha chas hamar bedin. So if he sold the shor before gmar din, machara machor to relieve it from the onus skila. He sold it after gmar din, the mechira won't relieve it from skila. But there's no tzar, according to Rabbi Natan, the mecher is so. The mecher is valid. Even if we sell this around now, the mecher is valid. So what does it say over here that the chametz mishay shosa lemaylo is ena b'shusa shalodam? It means ena shalodam or ena b'shusa. How can you say that yisurei hano are shalodam and are b'shusa? So that's what Acharenim means. No, chametz is worse than other yisurei hano. If you have basa b'chala, if you have kloy hakerem, you have orlo asamano, that's one kind of yisurei hano. If you have Avodizorim, or you have chomitz mishay shos al maila, that's an isur hanoa, that's ton ibid min ha'ilam. You have to get rid of it immediately. You're not allowed to leave it around the house. Basa b'cholav, you're allowed to leave around the house min atorah, mid the rabbanon. There's a chashash bichshol. Somebody may eat it. Somebody may get hanoa from it. So you're not allowed to leave it mid the rabbanon. But min atorah, you can leave it around the house. Or lo kleakerem is b'sreifa. Doesn't mean you have to run to burn it the first second. I'll burn it tomorrow. Maybe I shouldn't postpone till tomorrow. Mishum michshol, somebody may eat it by mistake. Midirabbanon, but mikra din is not ton ibid min oilam immediately. It's a mitzvah to burn it when you have a chance, you'll burn it. But chametz misheishol selamayla is ton ibid min oilam immediately, same as avodah zarah. There's a din liyadak biyatchem min acherim. So there, all the rishonim have to agree. That's a beferishi gemara. That's in sochem davavam and base. That chametz misheishol selamayla is dvarm sheina b'shusah shaladim asan akosuk kinam. That for sure. Is ena b'shusa, whatever that means. Either ena shalai, ena b'shusa. That's a further machloike. Is there any difference, halacha l'maisa, whether you say it's ena b'shusa, ena shalai? So the Mishnah Berurah has a big machloike to Nabi Yehuda b'dechoy kankif. Let's say that parents are not observant and the children are religious. So the father has a house full of chametz. And the father, so the chametz becomes chametz shavah l'pesach. He doesn't observe the dinner by Rabbi Matzah. So all the chametz comes asmana. What do you do? The father gets a heart attack and he drops dead on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. So the children are religious. They have to run to burn the chametz immediately. They can't be mevatel chametz. The Gemara says after Chatzos, the chametz becomes asabano. Once it's asabano, you can't be mevatel chametz. Even an hour before Chatzos, when the rabbanon says asabano, you can't be mevatel chametz. So do you say the chametz belonged to the parents? It was shaloi. It was ena b'shusay. But anything that shaloi, even if it's ena b'shusay, goes birusha to the children. So the children have to go destroy the chametz immediately. Or maybe I should say no. The chametz ena b'shusay shalodom means ena shaloi. It doesn't only mean ena b'shusay. It means that it's ena shaloi. Ena shaloi. Basan akasu kila ena b'shusay. It's like we call it a kinyanisa. We consider it yours with respect to your violation of Ba'ira by Matzah, but it really, in Chosh Mishpat, it doesn't belong to you because it's also Ba'anoah. It belongs to you, but again, to Arachayim. Hasan HaKosgen HaMashusa, we call it like a Kinyan Iser. And there's a Gemara later in Gittin, Isur Lamori Sinish Librei. When a person dies, all the mammon that he owns goes over to the children of Yerusha, if he has a Kinyan mammon. But if he only has a Kinyan Iser, so then the Nari Yehuda quotes that Gemara. Yisur lamari sinish lebrei. If all you have is a Kenyan is, it doesn't go birush. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes. That's a machlokes achreinim. How should we paskin la'alocha? Should we assume that chametz mishay shal salamayit is ena shaloi? Chametz for sure is ena b'shusa shaladim. Could be. All Yisur hanor could be chametz is different. Chametz for sure is ena b'shusa. That's black and white in the Gemara. Davavam and base. Himself, if it means Eina Shaloi, so it doesn't go Birushin. If it's Eina Shaloi, Basan Akasakila Hemishus, all he has is a Kenyan Isir, so then Nadi Behuda quotes the Gemara later in Gitni, Isir Lamaris Eina Shalabre, it doesn't go Birushin to the children. But if it's Eina Bishusa, it's Shaloi, Eina Bishusa, it's inaccessible to him, because it's Asabana, it's Shaloi, Eina Bishusa. So then, Shaloi Veinu Mishusa does go be Yerusha to the children. So that's a big the Mishnah Berurah quotes. That's a big machlokes achronim. The Chaykankiv and the Nadi Yehuda, how to be machriya on this machlokes of Rishonim. The problem is when you look in the Gemara there later in Gittin by the Eved Kenayni, the Maskanas Gemara seems to be not like that line. At one point, the Gemara said Yisur Lamoris Inish Libre. Gemara talks about Hamafke Rabdo, have an Eved Kenayni, Hamafke the Eved Kenayni. So the Hefke cancels the Kenyan Mammon that I have. But the Kenyan Isser is not cancelled by Hefker. So the din is, Hamafker Rabbit Tzorch get Shichur. I have the right to get Shichur for the Yevid to cancel the Kenyan Isser. What if I die before I have a chance to write to get Shichur? So the first mandam of the Gemara says, Yisur Lamoris Inish Libre. Since all I possess in the Eved Kenayni is the Kenyan Isser can't go be Rusha to the children. And also, Eved Ein LaTakonim. The Eved is stuck for life. Nobody can give him any shtar shichur, but he remains an Eved Kenayni with a Kenyan Isser that doesn't belong to anybody. The maskana we don't accept like that. The maskana we passed him that the children can write a shtar shichur. We passed him that the Isser Kenyan Isser does go Birusha. So that's problematic with the Nadi Yehuda. Why is he working with the assumption of the Havamina later? If once you get to the maskana, the Gemara comes out to the maskana that the Yorshim can write a shtar shichur for the Eved Kenayni. That's problematic. So here you have this problem. How can you? This is the kasha that the Tzais is. If you hold that a Yisuri Hanoah, according to some Rishonim, only Chomis Mishay Shalos Alamayla is Eina Shaloi Reina Bishusa. But according to other Rishonim, all Yisuri Hanoah are Reina Shaloi. Or all Yisuri Hanoah are Reina Bishusa. And that's why Mechor Reina Machor. So how can you say Ksav al Yisuri Hanoah Kosha? I write a get on Yisuri Hanoah. The get is good. How can the get be good? But you have to have Nesina. You have to be Makna the get to the Isha. So how is it good? So that's what the Ksois asks. So the truth of the matter, that's how the Ksois learned. That was the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara says, how is it good? So the Gemara, the answer is, when it says V'nosam b'yoda, Dilma Nesina Sageti, it doesn't mean Haknos an Yor. It means Mesiras ha-text of the get. V'nosam b'yoda doesn't mean you should give his piece of paper that he owns, makna the piece of paper to the wife, or haraya, teida, the shofa mitam ksovali sirah no, it's kosher. So you see, you don't need haknoas on the yor. That's how the Ktzois reads it in the Gemara. That there's no need for haknoas on the yor. If I give hareza kitach on the yor shali, that's no good. That's not called v'nosam b'yoda. But if the piece of paper didn't belong to me in the first place, the piece of paper belongs to the wife. The husband writes the get on her piece of paper, and he does nesinas ha-text of the get. So the Gemara says, Dilma nesinas ha-geti. V'nosam b'yoda goes on the scene of the text, not on the piece of paper. So that's how the Ktzois reads the Gemara. Okay, Linetta, tomorrow we'll have to continue. What's the shir on tomorrow? Tfilin or tfilo? Gotta find out. Tomorrow, the early morning show. Gotta find out.